All right, Jeffy, it's time to eat your green beans.
Green beans, Daddy? I don't like green beans.
I know, Jeffy, but you have to eat them.
No.
Baby, can you help me feed them?
Okay, Marvin.
Jeffy, just open your mouth.
Mm-mm.
Open your mouth for the green beans.
Mm-mm. I don't know how to open my mouth.
Jeffy, you're opening your mouth right now.
Mm-mm.
But baby, say something to him.
Jeffy, please eat your green beans.
Oh, okay, Mommy. Oh.
Wait, really? Wait, Jeffy, you have to eat your green beans.
Hold on, Daddy, 1 second.
Where are you going?
I don't know. What's he doing?
Read it, Daddy.
Where'd you get that at, Jeffy?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, Jeffy, you have to eat your green beans.
Oh, no, Marvin, look!
Breaking news, MK. World-renowned painter Jacques-Pierre Francois has died. He reportedly fell off a bridge and landed on a canvas. And with his last dying breath, he named the painting the as his body hit the canvas. The painting sold for $200 million and is currently hanging up in my living room. He leaves behind his million-dollar fortune to his only son, who is unknown at this time.
Oh, Marvin, that's so sad.
Well, I don't know who he is. What'd he do?
He was a famous painter. He got famous for putting paint in his nose and sneezing it on the canvas.
Well, he got famous for sneezing on a canvas?
Yeah, it's genius.
Dang, I finished all my green beans.
You finished all your green beans?
Yep.
What? Are you sure you didn't dump them behind the couch?
Nope.
I'm gonna go check.
All right, go check. Mommy, I lied. Daddy's gonna be mad.
Oh, Jeffy.
Jeffy, you lied. They're all behind the couch.
Those aren't my green beans.
What, Jeffy, then whose are they?
I don't even know.
Tell the truth, Jeffy.
Oh, okay, Mommy. I rubbed my pee-pee all over that remote control.
Ew!
Well, that's it, Jeffy. You are grounded. You're going to stand in the corner. What? My phone's ringing. All right, look, I'm going to answer the phone, and then you're going to stand in the corner.
What's your corner?
Hello?
Hey, is this Marvin?
Yeah, who's this?
This is the police.
No. This isn't Marvin. Oh, this is the maid. I clean his house.
Okay, first of all, that was racist. And second, what accent was that supposed to be? Was it like Chinese or something?
I was going for like Hispanic.
Oh, no. No, you gotta work on that.
Oh, look, you know it's me. What do you want?
Oh, yeah, we got a woman here who filed a missing persons report. She says she's looking for her son. She, like, dropped him off at some random place a long time ago, but she says he wears, like, a blue helmet and a yellow shirt.
That's Jeffy. That's Jeffy. Yes, you can sit here.
Wait. I'm sorry. Did you say Jeffy?
Well, yes, Jeffy.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I must have called the wrong person. I'm looking for Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah, I have Jerry written down. I think it's Jerry.
But no, it's Jeffy. You described Jeffy perfectly. I have her son. Tell her to come pick him up. Pick him up. He's right at my house. Like, come to my house right now.
Okay, I'll send her over. But if she's disappointed because Jerry's not there.
It's Jeffy. Send her to my house. I have him. I have Jeffy.
Okay, I'll send her.
Oh, my God. It's the happiest day of my life.
All right, Jeffy. When Marvin gets back, you're going to apologize for dumping green beans behind the couch.
Okay, Mommy.
Baby. It's the greatest news I've ever heard.
Marvin, wait. Before you say anything else, there's something Jeffy needs to tell you.
What?
Daddy, you're bald.
What? That's what he had to tell me?
No, Jeffy, say the other thing.
Okay. Daddy, do you know how to spell hippo?
What?
H-I-P-P. Oh, yeah, harder, Daddy.
Oh, you know, I don't really even care. Look, the cops just called.
What, the cops?
Yeah, and they said that Jeffy's real mom is looking for him, and she's coming to get him right now.
So, no more Jeffy?
No more Jeffy.
No more Mommy and Daddy?
Nope, no more Mommy and Daddy. You get to be free. I get to be free.
Oh, not again.
Marvin, when is she going to get here?
I don't know. The sooner the better, right? So I think we should get Jeffy ready, and we should go wait by the front door, so when she gets here, we can just drop him off and just say bye forever. Come on, let's go. All right, Jeffy, any minute now, your real mom's coming to get you, and I never have to see you ever again.
Mommy, I don't want to go.
I don't want you to go either, Jeffy.
Well, Jeffy, don't call her mom anymore. She's not your mom anymore. Your real mommy's coming to get you. We never have to see him ever again. That must be her. All right, Jeffy, stand up straight. Stand up straight. Stand up straight, Jeffy. Look good. Come on. All right, guys, the moment we've... Jeffy, stop crying. All right, guys, the moment we've all been waiting for. Hello?
Jeffy, is that you? Come to Mommy, sweetie.
Wait, you're Jeffy's mom?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for taking care of him. I've been so worried. I'm Nancy, by the way. Oh, sorry. sorry, I'm a little sick, and I think I'm also a little bit pregnant. Oh, can I come in? I have to meet the people who've been taking care of my baby.
No, Daddy, no.
Oh, thank God, my Jeffy is safe. My poor baby.
Yeah, Jeffy's 100% safe.
Hey, do you have coffee or maybe something with alcohol in it?
Alcohol? Aren't you pregnant?
I don't even know. Hey, I'll spit on you for a dollar.
Spit on me for a dollar? No. I didn't say yes. Take me to a hospital.
Pay up.
Look. You can take Jeffy. I have one question before you go.
Okay.
Why did you drop him off a year ago?
Oh, I needed somebody to babysit him while I was at the grocery store.
It took you a year to go to the grocery store?
It was very hard to find.
Well, that sounds like a good story to me. All right, Jeffy, go with her.
No, Daddy, that's not what happened.
Jeffy, stop talking crazy. Close your mouth before I smack it.
Wait, Jeffy, what really happened?
All right, Mommy, this is what happened.
All right, we're here.
Where are we at, Mommy?
See, I don't want to be your mommy no more, so you're going to find a new mommy and daddy.
A new mommy and daddy?
Yeah, you're gonna go over to those apartments, and you're gonna knock on every door until somebody answers. And then, whoever answers is gonna be your new mommy and daddy.
No, but I don't want a new mommy and daddy. I want to live with you. I love you, Mommy.
I don't love you. You're ugly, and you're stupid, and you waste my time. So go, get out of here.
Can I show him my angel?
Yeah, sure, whatever you want. Just go.
But, Mommy, what if I forget my name?
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Oh, let me write it. And there you go. Your name's on your shirt. It says Jeffy.
Jeffy?
Yeah, so if you forget your name, just look at your shirt, okay? Now get out of here.
Well, what if they don't want to be my new mommy and daddy?
All right. Putting this note on your shirt. There you go.
Why does the note say, Mommy?
It says you're a good boy. Now get out of here.
Says I'm a good boy?
Yeah, now go.
All right, Mommy.
Leave. Go. Got to be rid of him.
Bye, Mommy.
How was your day at work, Boydie?
Oh, it sucked. It was such a long day.
Who is that?
You expecting someone?
No.
I'm not going to answer it. It's probably like a candy salesman. We don't want any candy!
No one answered.
Huh? Who's at the door? Oh, they probably woke me up from my dream. Hello?
Hey, you want to see my pencil?
What, your pencil? Wait, who are you? What are you doing here?
Oh, my name is Jeffy. She says it on my shirt. Jeffy. And that's what really happened.
Jeffy! I told you about lying! Don't lie! Mommy sure does love her smokes.
Jeffy, you have to go with your mom now.
Daddy, please don't make me go with old Mommy. She hits me and she calls me bad names.
But she's your real mom, Jeffy.
Marvin, I don't think she takes care of him.
But that's his real mom.
Oh, yeah, that's the spot right there. Oh, I wonder what that smells like. Oh, yeah, that is 2 months of no shower right there. Oh, you want a whiff?
What? No, I don't want a whiff.
All right, come on, Jeffy, we gotta go get some money. I mean, go home.
No, I don't want to go with you, old Mommy.
Jeffy, you got to go with her.
No, come on,
Daddy,
Jeffy.
Please, Daddy.
Come on, Jeffy, you're being a bad boy. Mommy needs to get paid.
Daddy, I'm sorry. Daddy, I'm sorry about the green beans. I won't put my pants anymore. Daddy!
Well, he's gone now.
Marvin, I can't believe you let that terrible woman take Jeffy away!
Well, look, he's not a responsibility anymore. That's his real mom, and I don't care about
him. Marvin, she beats him!
Good!
Well, I'm leaving!
All right, fine, leave. I don't care about you. Leave!
Fine!
Come here, Jeffy. You're coming home with Mommy now.
I don't want to go with you, old Mommy. I don't like you.
Oh, Jeffy, how dare you say that to your own mother? I gave birth to you in a porta potty. Now listen here, you little shit. Your mommy's lottery ticket now, okay? See, your daddy was a famous painter, and he died, and he left you millions of dollars. So now, whenever you're 18, that money's gonna be mine, and you can live with whoever the hell you want.
I don't wanna live with you, mommy. I don't like you.
Oh, you're gonna live with mommy, and you're gonna like it, okay? All right, now shut up. This is a stolen car, and I don't want to attract any more attention.
Okay, Jeffy's gone forever, and that's all that matters. It's just me, myself, and I. I finally get some peace and quiet, and I finally get to relax. That's all I care about. I just want to relax. Jeffy!
Oh, hey, yeah.
God, what are you doing here?
Oh, yeah, I saw you were having a moment. I thought I'd cheer you up with this piano. I saw everything that happened.
Oh, am I a bad person?
Yeah, you suck.
Well, listen, I just want some peace and quiet, so can you leave?
Okay.
Stupid cat piano. Jeffy would always annoy me with this thing. I just want some peace and quiet.
Lola, 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 lola.
I'm hungry.
What did you just say?
I'm hungry.
What did I tell you about being hungry? You wait till next week when the check comes in. You've been a bad boy. You don't get to eat this week.
Aww. Huh. This is kind of fun. But no, I don't want to hear it. It's stupid and it's annoying and it's dumb. And I don't want to hear it anymore. I just want peace and quiet. I don't want to hear that dumb, stupid piano that Jeffy used to play. No, I don't care about it. I just want to sit here by myself in the quiet. No.
Meow.
No.
Lola, lola, lola. Oh, great. Now it's raining. Ugh. Lola, 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 lola. What? Jeffy! What? Oh, my baby! Jeffy! Jeffy, get back here!
Maybe I can watch some TV. No. I just want to be quiet. Just nice and quiet. Just sit here. By myself. Who's that? That's probably Rose. Hello?
Daddy, can I please live with you?
Well, Jeffy, where'd you come from? How'd you get here?
I jumped out of Mommy's car because she was hitting me and said I couldn't eat for a week.
Well, good.
Oh, no, Daddy, please. Daddy, please. I'm sorry. Let me live with you.
No, Jeffy, you remember that time you locked me out of my house?
Yeah.
Well, check this out. I just locked you out. It's payback.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I just really want to live with you. I'm so hungry and I haven't eaten all day.
Well, whose fault is that? I tried to feed you green beans and you threw them behind the couch.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I'll eat all the green beans ever.
I don't want to hear it, Jeffy. Just go live with your mommy.
Please, just please let me live with you. It's cold out here and my old mommy hits me and calls me mean names. Please, Daddy. I only want to live with you. Please, Daddy.
All right, Jeffy. I'll let you come inside for 10 minutes until your mom comes back.
Really, Daddy?
Yeah, but only until your mom comes back, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Daddy.
All right, Jeffy. You're going to sit right here until your mom comes back to get you.
Daddy, what were you doing with my cat piano?
I accidentally stepped on it when it was on the ground. So I put it up here so I wouldn't accidentally step on it again.
Were you playing my cat piano, Daddy?
But no, I would never play this stupid, dumb, annoying cat piano. It's childish and annoying, and it's really loud, and I love the peace and quiet, so I want it to be quiet. You're not going to play it?
No, Daddy, I don't want to annoy you.
But, well, good. I wouldn't want you to play this anyway. It's dumb and annoying and makes a lot of noise, and I like the peace and quiet, so that would be dumb if you played it. I mean, I guess if you want to play it, you can play it.
You're gonna let me play my cat piano, Jeff?
Just this once, just because it's really quiet, and my ears are ringing, it's making me have a panic attack. So just play it a little bit. Just a little bit.
Oh, thanks, Daddy.
Who's that? It might be your mom.
Oh, no, Daddy. Please don't tell her I'm here.
Hello?
Is Jeffy here?
What's going on?
I was at McDonald's getting Jeffy a Happy Meal, and then he said he had to go to the bathroom, and then he ran away.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, is Jeffy here?
Well,
is he here or not?
Let me just look around and see if he's here.
Okay, please hurry.
Just give me a second.
Please find him.
Please don't make me go with her, Daddy. Please.
But that's your mom, Jeffy.
But she hits me, Daddy. Please.
Just let me make a phone call real quick. All right, Jeffy, I made a phone call.
You're not going to make me go back with her, are you, Daddy?
Jeffy, just go sit on the couch. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Okay, Daddy.
Hello?
Did you find Jeffy?
Yeah, I found him.
Oh, thank God. Let me give you a hug.
No. I don't need a hug. Look, he's just in the couch in the living room, so come inside.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Jeffy's in here.
Oh, Jeffy, my baby.
Oh, please don't hit me. Please.
Oh, Mommy would never hit you, sweetie. I love you. Hey, do you think you could give me and Jeffy a minute alone? I need to give him some kisses.
No, Daddy, please don't leave me alone with her.
I'll be right back, Jeffy.
No.
Jeffy, get your ass over here.
No.
Jeffy, come here.
No.
Jeffy, why do you run away from me?
All right, ma'am, you're under arrest for child abuse.
She also spit on me.
Ew! Wait! I gotta go see my Jeffy! He's gonna make me millions!
Hold on, I'll be right back.
What, make her millions? What's she talking about?
Daddy, is old mommy gonna go to jail?
I don't know yet, Jeffy.
Well, she's being charged with child abuse, spitting on you, and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yes.
Great.
So, what happens to Jeffy now?
Well, what this means for you is since I know he's not your kid, you don't have to take care of him anymore.
I don't?
No, you could send him to foster care, or, I mean, you could adopt him if you want to.
I think foster care would be best. I mean, I lived with Jeffy for a year, and it just didn't work out.
Really? You don't have any good memories of living with him?
Good memories with Jeffy? No.
But, wow, that was really fast.
Yeah, it's just, I think foster care would be best.
Daddy, please let me live with you. I promise I'll be your bestest boy ever.
I just...
What are we doing?
Hold on, I just...
Please, Daddy? Please?
What was that?
I know.
You're gonna have to speak up, I can't hear you.
I know.
I'm sorry, give me that one more time.
I guess I'll adopt him.
Oh, okay, you'll adopt him. Great, okay, well, now that you're his legal guardian, I can show you this piece of paper I found in his mom's purse.
Wait a minute. I think I have the second half of this.
Well, go get it. What are you waiting for?
All right. What's it say? If lost, please contact his father.
His father is Jacques-Pierre Francois?
Who's that?
The Jacques-Pierre Francois?
Who is that?
He's Jacques-Pierre Francois.
Who is that?
He's Jacques-Pierre Francois.
Who is that?
He's Jacques-Pierre Francois.
Who is that?
He's a famous painter, and he died earlier today.
He died?
Yeah, he left millions of dollars to his unknown son, which I guess is Jeffy.
I'm rich AF.
So Jeffy's a millionaire?
Yeah, well, I mean, he can't get the money until he's 18, but, you know.
Wait, so when Jeffy turns 18, he gets millions of dollars?
Yeah.
Well, just for the record, I adopted Jeffy before I ever knew he was rich, right?
Yeah, you were thinking about sending him to a foster home.
Oh, no, I never thought about that. When's he turn 18?
Well, according to this, he's 12 right now.
So just 6 years?
Yeah.
And Jeffy gets millions of dollars?
Yeah, easy.
Oh, okay, I mean, but I just want you to know, Jeffy, I adopted you before I knew you were worth millions of dollars.
Good.
Yeah, so I want everyone to know that. I'm a good person, right?
Yeah, we know. Okay.
All right, well, thank you so much, officer.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye. All right, Jeffy, are you ready to spend our first night together as a real family?
Yeah, Daddy.
Come on, let's go.
Marvin, I think it's so sweet that you decided to adopt Jeffy.
What?
I think it's sweet you decided to adopt Jeffy.
Yeah, I think I did the right thing.
Marvin, aren't you going to tell him to stop?
No, not this time. This one's for me. Jeffy, it's time for bed.
Daddy, can I send it one more time before bed?
Jeffy, what is this thing?
Well, there's a little car in here, and when I hit this thing, it goes around the doodah.
Then just do it real quick.
All right.
Ow, Jeffy, you hit me with the car.
Can I do it one more time?
No, Jeffy, it's time to go to bed. Come on.
Let's do all the things you want to do.
Okay, Jeffy, just lay down and go to sleep.
But I want fried okra.
Wait, what, Jeffy? No, it's too late. You're not getting fried okra.
I want it fried.
You're not getting it, Jeffy.
In my mouth.
Jeffy, just go to sleep. I don't want to hear a peep out of you.
Beep. Beep, beep.
Jeffy, shut up. Wait, Jeffy, did you shoot me with a Nerf gun?
No.
Wait, Jeffy, what is that?
Fried okra.
Where'd you get fried okra?
The fried okra tree.
Jeffy, why don't you just eat that fried okra?
Because that's yesterday's fried okra. You can't expect me to eat day-old okra.
But Jeffy, I don't know what's going on. Just go to sleep, please.
Oh.
All right, Jeffy, good night. This door is so squeaky. Jeffy?
I want fried okra.
No, Jeffy, you have fried okra in your bed. Go to sleep. That door is so squeaky. I have to get that fixed soon. I just want to lay down and watch TV. Jeffy's dumb toys on the couch. I'm going to play with it. It's broken. It's dumb. Jeffy, your dumb toy's broken. Jeffy, close the door.
Okra.
No, Jeffy, you're not eating okra.
Okra.
It's too late for okra. Close the door.
Okra.
Close it. Jeffy, I said close the door. Thank you. Stop it. Stop, Jeffy. It's so annoying. I'm getting a fix. I'm calling somebody to fix it.
Hey there, somebody call a handyman? I can do literally anything except give handies. So I guess I'm a not handyman. But I can't fix things, so what do you need?
Well, my son's door...
Oh, is this Hot Wheels? Oh, that's so sick. Hey, do you mind if I send it?
Sure.
Oh, so close! Oh, man, that was cool. Hey, do you mind if I try again?
Okay, fine, but like, yeah, listen to what's wrong. So my son has this door that's really squeaky.
I'm listening.
My son has this door that's really squeaky.
Oh, right there, every time. Okay, I'm trying again.
Oh, no, but my son's door is really squeaky, and I want you to fix it, and you're not even fixing it.
Oh, okay, this thing sucks. What were you saying?
So my son has this door, it's really squeaky, and I was wondering if you'd fix it.
Oh, squeaky door? Yeah, that's easy, I can do that. Just show me.
Okay, it's over here. All right, here's the door. Listen.
Hey, you know what that sounds like? My bed springs in college. Huh? Yeah, because I was doing a lot of this, you know? Yeah, I'm just kidding. I didn't actually have a girlfriend. But, you know, good for the people who can get hosed.
Can you please fix my door?
Oh, yeah, it's an easy fix. I just got to use some of this WD-40.
What's WD-40?
You don't know what WD-40 is? What an idiot. Everybody knows what WD-40 does. It stops squeaks, removes and protects, loosens rusted parts, frees sticky mechanisms, drives out moisture, and is fatal if swallowed. Nah, I'm just kidding. But can you imagine, though? Just, and that's it. I'm gone. Dead. That's it. No more me.
Can you please fix the door?
Yeah, sure. You weren't gonna stop me? Yeah, some friend.
No, I just want you to fix my door.
No. You act like you're gonna do it.
Well, no, I don't want to do
it. No, act like you're gonna do it. No, don't do that. Don't you know that's fatal? It's swallowed. You're gonna die. Hey, man, I care about you. I don't want you to do something like that. See, that's what you should have done.
Oh, look, I just want you to fix my door. I know you're not gonna do it.
Okay, fine. Okay, I put a crap ton on there. Now let's see if the door squeaks. What the hell? It's still squeaking. Okay, fine. I'll just put more on there. And you know what? I'll do all the hinges. Except for that one. That one's too high up. That one's higher than my ex-wife during the custody hearing. I mean, she still got custody of the kids because I had two DUIs. But let's see if the door squeaks. What? Oh, okay. What's going on here? Does this stuff not work? I bet it's not even fatal if swallowed. What, really? You weren't going to stop me again after all that? You know what? You're a bad friend. You deserve to have a squeaky door.
No, I just want you to fix my door, please.
Okay, fine. Get me some peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Who's the handyman here, me or you? Go get the peanut butter.
Okay. Why are you putting peanut butter on my door?
Because it's going to muffle the squeak because it's so thick. Just like my ex-wife. You know, she was thick, fat. All right, whenever I close the door, you're not going to hear the squeak anymore. What is that? What is that crunching noise? What? Oh, no, you didn't.
What?
You got extra crunchy peanut butter?
Yeah, I like it.
What, are you sick in the head? Who the hell uses extra crunchy peanut butter?
I do.
What, do you put glass in your cake?
What?
Do you eat eggs with the shell still on them?
No.
Well, it's the same thing.
Well, I just like extra crunchy peanut butter.
Do you have creamy peanut butter?
No, just that.
Well, see, that's the problem. You use crunchy peanut butter, so now we got a crunch and a squeak. You just added a crunch to the squeak.
Oh, can you just fix my door?
Go get me a belt.
A belt?
Yeah, because the door is making a noise, and when I was a kid and I was making noises, my mom would beat me with a belt, and that sure shut me the hell up.
A belt's not gonna work with a door.
Go get the belt!
Ugh. Okay, here's your belt.
Oh, that's a good one. That looks like it's gonna hurt. Okay, hold on, let me get into character. Brookie, get your ass in here!
Yes, Mommy?
Brookie, let me see your report card!
Have you been drinking, Mommy?
Shut up and let me see your report card!
What's this? All C's again? No son of mine's gonna be this average. You think I like doing this? Well, I do. It hurts you so much more than it hurts me, and I love it.
Okay, this door's definitely not gonna squeak after that.
Oh, you want some more, do you?
That's not gonna work.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Oh, man. I've never seen a door this squeaky in my whole life.
Well, can you fix it or not?
Hey, do you think there's more doors in the world or wheels?
What?
Like, in the whole world, do you think there's more doors or wheels?
I don't know.
Well, like, if you think about a car, there's, like, four doors, but there's also four wheels. So, I mean, I guess it kind of evens out there. But if you think about an 18-wheeler, there's so many more wheels than there are doors. Oh, and, like, in skyscrapers, like, there's a whole bunch of doors, but, like, no wheels. I mean, I guess there's wheels in the elevators. But then there's also doors, too!
Well, in a car, there's also a steering wheel.
Oh, my God, you're right. They got, like, five wheels. Oh, okay, so how many cars are there in the whole world?
I don't know.
Well, Google it.
No!
Okay, fine. I'll Google it. How many cars are there in the world? What? There's 1.4 billion cars. Wow. Oh, okay, so you multiply that by five. That's like, almost 6 billion wheels.
Man, that's crazy.
That's a lot of wheels. Oh my God. You know what else has wheels? Trains? Trains have wheels? And trucks? And buses? And not boats. Oh, they have a steering wheel! Oh my God, I gotta Google so many things.
Oh, no. Can you please just fix my door or not?
Listen, man, I think only God could fix this door. That's it! We can ask God to fix the door!
God is too busy to fix my stupid door.
Well, it's worth a shot. God, please fix this door.
Hey, guys, what's up?
God, I'm sorry for bothering you.
Oh, not at all. I was just in my room looking at TikTok. You know, I've been alive forever. That's a really long time, so I'm pretty bored by this point. You know, I used to watch dinosaurs fight and kill each other. Now I just watch people lip-sync and dance. What happened? I'm gonna send a meteor and reset this whole mess. So what's up?
Well, see, my door's really squeaky.
Hey, God, are there more doors in the world or wheels?
Oh, that's a really good question. It's actually wheels, but it's close.
I knew it!
Well, God, so my door's really squeaky.
No, sorry, that's all the time I had. I gotta go meet Poseidon at Cracker Barrel. You know those little peg games they have on the table? I've never been able to figure those out. All these years, I've never been able to do it. Anyway, I'll see you guys later.
Oh, great. Not even God was able to fix my door.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just really obsessed about this whole doors and wheels thing. Glad I got my answer, though.
Are you able to fix my door or not?
No, man, I don't think I can do it. This door's a lost cause.
I knew it. I knew you couldn't do it.
What, excuse me?
I knew you weren't good enough to fix my door.
What? Hey, I'm pretty good.
No, if you were good, you'd fix my door by now. I'm gonna go hire a real handyman.
What? Oh, okay, you want your door fixed? All right, fine. I'll fix your door.
What are you doing?
I'm fixing it.
What are you doing?
I'm fixing your door.
No, you just broke my door.
Oh, that was just part of the plan. I was gonna break the door so that I could buy you a new door that doesn't squeak.
What? Oh, you gonna go get me a new door?
Yeah, I'll go get it right now.
Oh my God.
Here you go. Here's your new door.
It looks just like the old one, except it doesn't have a big hole in the middle.
Yep, and this one doesn't squeak. I guarantee it.
Well, then install it.
All right, here we go. All right, the new door's installed.
But does it squeak?
Let's find out. Oh, please. I hear that. No squeak.
But you did it.
Yes, I am so good. Why am I so good?
Where'd you get the door from?
Oh, I took it off my daughter's bedroom. She doesn't need it. You know, she's getting older. She might start having boys over. So anything she does in there, she's going to have to do with no door.
Well, how much do I owe you?
$100.
$100?
Yeah, man, I did a lot today. I had to steal my daughter's door. I had to relive childhood trauma. I did a lot.
Okay, let me grab my wallet.
Okay.
All right, here's your $100.
Thank you. I think I'm going to use this to buy a Hot Wheels set like this one. It's so cool. Oh my God, I didn't even think about all the wheels on toy cars. They got like four wheels and no doors.
Oh my God.
How many Hot Wheels cars do you think there are in the world?
I don't know.
I'm gonna Google it. How many Hot Wheels cars in what? Oh my God, there's like 4 billion Hot Wheels cars. And it says if you lay them all end to end, it'll circle the entire globe four times. So there's 4 billion cars. That's like 16 billion wheels. No wonder the wheels are winning.
That's so crazy.
Oh, I didn't even think about Lego wheels. Oh, the wheels are just piling up.
Hey, Danny, why'd you replace my door?
Because it wouldn't stop squeaking, Jeffy.
Oh, you mean this noise?
What? Jeffy, it was you making the noise?
Maybe.
What, Jeffy, so we'd have to replace the door?
Maybe.
Well, Jeffy, why would you do that?
Because I wanted fried okra.
Oh, that sounds so good. Hey, you want to go to Cracker Barrel? I heard God's going to be there.
Oh, my God. Leave. Both of you guys, leave.
Me? Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm so ready for Halloween. I can't wait to go trick-or-treating. I'm gonna get all the candy. That must be my friends. I can't wait for them to see my costume. Hello?
Hey, Junior. Wow, nice Michael Myers costume.
Yeah, dude.
I just got it in the mail. Isn't it awesome? Ooh, I can do a Mike Myers impression. You want to hear it?
But he doesn't talk.
Yeah, he does. He goes, yeah, baby. No, I got more. Donkey, you get out of my swamp. Oh, and also from the Cat in the Hat, you pay this woman to sit on babies? I do it for free.
But no, Junior, that's Mike Myers.
But that's who I am, the actor.
No, you're Michael Myers, the murderer.
What? The voice of Shrek killed someone?
Wait, no. Listen, Junior. Okay, so there's an actor named Mike Myers who played Austin Powers and he was in Shrek and a whole bunch of stuff. And then there's Michael Myers, the murderer from the Halloween movies.
And I'm the murderer?
Yeah.
I was wondering why he had a knife.
Yeah.
Dang it, I bought the wrong costume! I'm gonna go take this off. Wait, what are you supposed to be?
Oh, I'm an avocado. You get it? Avocado. Avocado? Okay.
Oh, Joseph, what are you supposed to be?
Oh, dude, I'm LeBron James!
Oh, I thought you were like Bugs Bunny or some shit.
Wait, Joseph, you can't just take off your hat and put on a Toon Squad jersey and say you're LeBron James.
Uh-huh. Dude, I'm black, I'm bald, and I have a jersey on. I'm LeBron James. Don't be mad because you messed up your costume.
Guys, just sit on the couch. I'm gonna change my costume.
Okay.
All right, guys, I changed.
You're a piece of pizza?
How lame, dude.
No, I'm the CEO of Papa John's. What's up,
whoa!
You can't say that, dude!
The CEO of Papa John's said
he's not the CEO anymore because of that reason. You can't say that, dude!
Yeah, he said that and he got fired.
Oh, so I have to change again?
Yeah, right now, instantly, dude.
Yeah, make the next costume more accurate.
Yeah, not racist.
Okay, I'll change. All right, guys, I'm a panda. Happy now?
Yes, dude.
It's not controversial.
All right, you n****s ready to go trick-or-treating?
Junior!
What's your excuse for saying it now?
I thought pandas were allowed to say it.
When have you ever heard a panda speak?
Well, there's that rap song called Panda, you know? Panda, 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 panda. I got hoes in Atlanta. I need an orange panda.
It's a song, dude. It's by designer.
Are those really the lyrics?
Well, okay, so pandas do not have the N-word. Past.
No, never!
He really is LeBron James.
Let's just go trick-or-treating.
Right now, dude.
All right, let's go. All right, guys, this is a really nice house. That means I have a lot of candy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Go ahead and knock, Junior.
Joyce, answer the damn door. This trick-or-treating. Give him some candy or something.
Okay, I'm here. How's it going? You don't get so loud.
Trick-or-treat. Show me your feet and I'll give you something good to eat.
We just want some candy.
Oh, then show me your feet.
What? No, it's supposed to be smell our feet.
Don't mind if I do.
What?
It smells gross.
Can we get our candy?
Yes, you may have one piece each.
One piece?
Yes, don't be greedy.
Please.
Wait a minute, we forgot our trick-or-treat bag.
Oh, darn it. That means we have to go back to my house. All right, let's all grab one piece of candy.
Okay. I can't believe we forgot our trick-or-treat bag.
And we only got one piece of candy.
Dude, let's get our bags and go back out there.
But I'm so tired, we walked like a mile.
We just went next door. It's not a mile, Junior. Stop lying.
Well, I don't even want my warhead. Who wants to trade with me?
I just got a box of nerds.
Because you are a nerd. Nerd! Ah, he's a nerd. And also, Cody, since you're a nerd, if you eat nerds, that's like cannibalism, but for nerds. So it's like nerdabilism.
Oh, haha. Yeah, that's so funny. Oh, yeah, and Ken also has Skittles because we're fruity.
Yeah, they're fruity! Yeah, you're out of the closet.
At least you know.
Yeah. All right, guys, if you really want to go trick-or-treating, we can go back out there.
No, I'm tired. I Ava can't do any more trick-or-treating. Ava can't do... I hate my life.
What's wrong, Cody?
Well, it's just the nerd thing and the Skittle thing gets such a big laugh, but when I make avocado jokes, no one likes them.
Well, Cody, to be honest, I don't know what an avocado is.
What do you mean you don't know what an avocado is? It's what guacamole comes from.
I've never heard of an avocado in my life.
Oh, dude, I thought you were a green jelly bean.
Yeah, I thought he was a green jelly bean, too.
Right?
You know, so you're not a jelly bean?
No, I'm an avocado.
So avocado is not Spanish for jelly bean?
No.
I thought you said, since you had that umbrella on your head, I thought that was, like, Spanish for jelly bean.
You mean the sombrero?
Yeah, that's what that's called.
Yeah, I know. It's a sombrero because avocados come from Mexico.
So you're a jumping jelly bean.
What?
Because, you know, Mexicans jump...
You really don't want ads on this video, do you?
Look, I just don't do Halloween right. Every one of my costumes is offensive, and this is just dumb. Let's just stay inside and watch a scary movie.
Yeah,
candy.
I know. We should watch a Michael Myers movie so you can know who that is.
Ooh, okay. Let's watch Shrek or Shrek 2. Ooh, or Austin Powers Goldmember.
No, Junior, that's not... Goldmember. Let's just watch Goldmember.
Okay, I'm gonna put that on.
Breaking news, MK. Do not eat the Halloween candy. There's an emergency press conference explaining why. Let's go to that.
The
don't make me do this. I don't want to tell these people. They're going to be pissed. What, live?
Oh, we're live! Hey! Hello! Happy Halloween! Boo! That's scary. Yeah, hey. Hey, funny story. Not really. I guess it's kind of serious. You know how there's candy, and everybody likes candy? Well, there's this one factory that makes all the candy in the world, and, like, it has a lot of machines, obviously, and most of them make candy, but there is one of the machines that does make rat poison. And so there was like a little bit of a mix-up at the factory, and now there's rat poison in all the candy, all of it, all over the world. So if you eat the candy, you're gonna die. So just, you know, I mean, don't eat the candy. Like, it's not that hard. Just don't eat the candy, and you'll be okay. And if you've already eaten the candy, you're gonna die. I'm sorry. But, like, I mean, just don't eat it, right? If you go on trick-or-treating, just don't eat any of the candy, right? Okay, good. Oh, man, that is the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Oh, no!
Well, it's a good thing we didn't need any candy.
Dude, I just ate my airhead!
What an airhead.
Junior, this is serious. He's gonna die.
Well, quick, Joseph, throw up!
It's not working, dude!
Well, maybe your piece wasn't poison.
You're right. Maybe my piece wasn't poison.
Joseph! Oh, no, I think Joseph's dead! I'm gonna do the Heimlich!
Whoa, Junior, what are you doing?
The Heimlich!
I'm choking too.
No, Cody, seriously, is Joseph really dead?
Yeah, looks like it,
Junior. What do we do?
I don't know what to do. Huh? Oh, come on, that was good. It literally has the word avocado in it. I don't know. Oh, come on, laugh or I'm leaving. Yeah, that was good.
Well, look, do we call a doctor?
Well, Junior, there's no point in calling a doctor. Millions of people are going to be dying tonight, so we should just bury him in the backyard like a dog.
Okay, poor Joseph. Oh, come on, buddy. We just buried Joseph.
Yeah, it was too graphic to show.
A pack of wolves attacked us while we were burying him and stole one of Joseph's legs.
Yeah, they got one of his eyes, too. We put some band-aids on it. I mean, even though he's dead, we just felt bad.
Yeah, poor Joseph.
You didn't have to cut him open and steal one of his kidneys, though.
We can get a lot of money on those on the black market.
The brains.
What's the sound?
I don't know.
Brains!
Joseph's a zombie! Hey, buddy!
Brains, give me your brains.
He's gonna try to eat our brains! Come on, do something!
Okay, I have these scissors.
Stab him in the brain!
Hey, zombie!
Wait, is he dead? Stab him again! One more time. One more time. Okay, I think he's dead now.
Yeah, I think he's definitely dead.
He's a zombie! Oh, my God. How'd he turn into a zombie?
Look, Junior, the news.
Breaking news, MK. There is another reason for you not to eat the Halloween candy that's even worse than the first reason. Let's go to the emergency press conference now.
Hey there, me again. Hey, so somehow the situation got worse. Can you believe it? Yeah. So remember earlier when I told you about the rat poison in the candy because of the mix-up at the factory? Well, it turns out that there was actually a nuclear power plant in the factory where they make the candy and the rat poison, so the candy is also radioactive. So if you eat the candy, you're gonna die and come back as a zombie. Yeah, so again, just don't eat the candy, but now there are zombies everywhere because everybody who's eating the candy is dying and they're turning into zombies, and so that's gonna be a problem. But you know, just you know, be careful and don't eat the candy and watch out for the zombies. I'm gonna go hide.
You've got to be kidding me.
Wait, so that means everybody who eats candy is gonna die and then turn into a zombie?
Junior, we need weapons to defend ourselves from the zombie apocalypse! I said it. I said the name of the video.
Oh, okay, so we have to get weapons and make sure nobody eats candy. Wait, Chef Bibi! We have to go stop Chef Bibi!
Yeah.
Almost done eating all these Starbursts! I was supposed to pass it out to the trick-or-treaters, but screw them kids! I'm gonna eat another one. Oh, yellow's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chef Bibi, did you just eat all this candy?
Mm-hmm, I'm eating one right now. Junior, why did you hit me in my face?
Because these Starbursts are poison!
The Starbursts are not poison!
Yeah, the news says they're all poison, you're gonna die!
No, I'm perfectly fine!
Chef Bibi! No! Oh, Chef Bibi's dead, Cody!
Junior, back up. He's gonna turn into a zombie. We need weapons.
Okay, let's go get weapons. Oh, poor Chef Bibi. All right, Cody, I got a hammer.
And I got a mallet. Let's go kill Chef Bibi again.
Oh, Cody, I don't want to see Chef Bibi as a zombie.
We have to, Junior.
Brains!
Oh, you're so ugly, Chef Pee-Pee.
Why does he look like that?
Yeah, even as a zombie, he's just so ugly. Like, why is his eyes all, like, bulging out like that?
Yeah, and why does his arms fall off? What's up with that?
Yeah, you're an ugly zombie, Chef Pee-Pee.
Brains.
And all I can say is brains?
That's lame. Imagine dying and then looking like that. How embarrassing.
Yeah, how embarrassing. Look like a doofus, Chef Pee-Pee.
Brains.
I had to hit him. He's just so ugly.
Yeah.
I think he's dead. Alright, okay, so let's go try to stop everyone from eating candy.
Okay.
Daddy, this Halloween has been the tip.
Yeah, you got a lot of candy, Jeffy.
Yeah, Daddy, I'm Dash from The Incredibles. Watch. Fast as f***, boy. Hey, Daddy, look. You want to see me run to Japan and back? She ain't just dead.
Wow, Jeffy, you're so fast.
Yeah. Alright, you want to see me do it again? See? Just dead again.
Alright, little fast man. It's time to go to bed.
But, Daddy, I want to eat some of my candy.
No, Jeff. You can't have any candy before bed because you'll get all hyper.
Oh, man. Can I at least have one piece?
Okay, fine. One piece of candy before bed. Only one.
Okay, I want this one.
Okay, yeah. That's your only piece of candy. I guess I'll eat a piece of candy, too.
Alright, Junior. Who do we warn about the candy first?
Let's go into Jeffy's room and tell him not to eat the candy.
Okay.
Jeffy, do not eat the candy. Oh, no. They're already zombies. They ate the candy.
We have to kill them, Junior.
Okay. Oh, he has my hammer.
Oh, no. My really bad grip.
Cody. Cody.
Oh, he's sucking me pretty hard.
I'm going to save you.
No, Junior, go on without me.
No, I have to save you.
Junior, go on without me. Trust me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's zombies. Who's at the door? What if it's a zombie? Hello, are you a zombie?
No, are you a zombie?
No. How do I know he's not a zombie?
How do I know he's not a zombie?
Do you like to eat brains?
No, do you like to eat brains?
No.
Okay. Are you sure you're not a zombie?
No, I'm not green.
Hey, that's zombie racist. Zombies can be all kinds of different colors.
You're right, I'm sorry.
But I mean, I still know you're not a zombie, because a zombie would never say that. A zombie would say something like, brains!
Ah, you're a zombie!
No, I'm just telling you what a zombie would say. There's one right behind me, isn't there? Uh-oh, let's go! Long be alive! What am I doing? I got a gun. I don't have to run away. Move over, kid. All right, check this out. Bang! Ha-ha! Done! Dunzo! Dunion rings! Kid, we don't have anything to worry about as long as I got this gun.
Well, there's more zombies up there!
Oh, I do not, however, have any more ammo, so I think we should just run away and scream like little girls. Let's hide in the pantry!
Okay, run! Hey, close the door!
Close, damn it! Okay, we should be safe in here.
Yeah, and we have enough food to last us for years.
Yeah, I just hope we have enough macaroni and cheese.
Oh, we do, it's right there.
I know, I was being sarcastic. Why do you have this much?
Because I love macaroni and cheese. You want some?
What? No, how would we cook it?
We would just go out there and use... We can't go out there.
No.
Well, we can still eat some cheese balls.
Oh, great.
And some chocolate chip cookies.
Uh-huh.
And we have little Debbie cakes and, chocolate syrup and applesauce.
Oh, applesauce. The first thing I've heard that's healthy. This is the pantry of a 5-year-old.
Oh, look, the food's really good here. Just, as long as you don't eat the candy, it's poison.
I'm not stupid. I'm not going to eat the poison candy. Ooh, is that a blue warhead? Gimme!
Well, you can't eat that. It's poisoned.
I know, but, like, if I eat this, it's so sour, my face will pucker up like you wouldn't believe.
You cannot eat it. You die.
Okay, Dad, I won't eat it. Jeez, you never let me do anything fun.
Okay, there has to be some stuff we can eat in here. Ooh, we can eat some popcorn. Wait, that uses the microwave, too. We can eat some... Ooh, tuna! We can eat some tuna! Did you eat it?
No.
You're gonna die!
I'm not gonna die!
Oh, no! He died! Oh, I have to protect myself. He's gonna turn into a zombie. Okay, I'm gonna hit him with the tuna can. Yeah, I'll hit him with the tuna can.
Brains!
Ah, zombie! Oh, I don't know where to go. Protect me, kid.
Let me eat your brain.
Ass. No, it's brain. Let me give you brains. No, you're a terrible zombie. Ow!
Okay, you want some? What's up, ninja?
Whoa! You can't say that, dude!
All right, you ninjas ready to go trick-or-treating?
Junior!
What, Debbie? What do you want?
Daddy, I have a
problem.
What is it?
I wanted to color with my crayons, but we ran out of paper, and now I don't know what to color on.
Well, if we don't have any paper, I'll buy you more paper tomorrow.
But I want to color right now!
Well, I want $1,000,000 right now.
Me too!
Jeffy, just be patient.
Jeffy, just be patient.
Jeffy,
don't talk back.
Jeffy, don't talk back.
Jeffy, just take your stupid crayons, and if you can't buy any paper, just wait till tomorrow.
But, Daddy, I don't know what to color on.
Well, if we don't have any paper, you're not coloring on anything, so leave.
Daddy, I'm going to find something to color on.
No. Stop it. No, you're not coloring on anything. Oh, it makes me so mad.
Stupid Daddy won't give me paper to color. Well, it's 2021, and the wall identifies this paper.
Mario, what's that sound?
It sounds like Jeffy. Come on. Jeffy! What are you doing?
I'm drawing a pretty, pretty picture.
Oh, that's a pretty, pretty picture? Who's that pretty, pretty picture supposed to be of?
Oh, it's a character I made up.
Oh, it's a character you made up? Are you sure it's not me?
No, it's not you.
Oh, so you're saying I'm a bum?
I never said that.
And you're saying I sniff butts? I don't sniff butts, Jay.
I never said you did, Daddy.
Jay, that is it. You are grounded because you are a bad boy.
You always say I'm a bad boy!
Because you are a bad boy! Baby, is that a drawing of me?
It kind of looks like you, I guess.
It is me! What happened right there?
Oh, I first tried drawing on the wall with a hammer.
Jenny, you are a bad boy! Go to your room! Jeffy just makes me so mad. I feel like my head's gonna explode.
Mario, we should go for a walk. Calm down.
Yeah, I think I need some fresh air.
Okay. Do you feel better, Mario?
Yeah, kinda. Wait, are you not wearing shoes while walking outside?
I'm earthing, Mario.
That's gross. Your feet are gonna be all, like, dirty on the bottom.
It's okay, I can bathe.
What's that noise?
Mario, it's a shooting star!
Do we call someone?
No, Mario, make a wish!
Okay. I wish Jeffy would be a good boy for just one night.
Let's go inside, Mario.
Yeah, I don't want to get hit by the crossfire.
Oh, man. Today has been the perfect day. Nothing could ruin this day. Nothing.
Hi, Boynie.
But you're gonna try, aren't you?
Boynie, how was your day today?
Karen, my day has been fantastic. I had the day off. I played video games. I watched TV. I drank root beer. It's been a great day.
Boynie, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear it. You know, I was at the grocery store and I saw the cutest baby. And it made me realize that I want to have a baby with you, Boynie. Like, right now!
Nope, man, you ruined it. You ruined the whole day now.
But, Boynie, you don't want to have a baby?
No, I don't, Karen. Kids are terrible. How about this? How about we start with a goldfish, and if you don't kill that, we work our way up to a hamster. And if that's still around, then maybe we can have a cat, and then another cat. And then we get another cat, and we just keep getting cats forever instead of having a kid.
But, Boynie, imagine a kid with my eyes and your gorgeous...
No, I don't want to imagine that, Karen. Kids are terrible. Why don't we just get a cat? Cats are clean. They clean themselves. You know, they poop in a box, and then they cover up the poop. You know, kids, they poop on everything. And if you raise them wrong, they commit crimes. Cats don't commit crimes. Mr. Puffy Pants doesn't commit crimes.
Boynie, I really want to have a baby!
Okay. You know what, Karen? Just stay right here. Stay right here. I have an idea.
Wasn't that a nice walk, Mario?
Yeah, I guess it was.
Ew! Look how dirty your feet are!
Oh, I'll shower later.
Ugh.
Hey, man.
Ah! How'd you get in my house?
Oh, I just let myself in.
Well, what are you doing here?
Okay, I need a huge favor.
What?
All right, you got a kid, right?
Yeah.
And he sucks, right?
Oh, he's the worst kid on this planet.
Oh, that's great. I mean, it's not great for you. That sucks for you, but it's awesome for me.
How is it awesome for you?
Okay, look. My wife wants to have a kid, and I want to show her how bad it is to have a kid. Okay, so I'm going to bring her over here, and I'm going to show her your kid and how bad he is, and then I'll make her never want to have kids.
I mean, that's a good idea. Yeah, bring her over. She'll hate Jeffy, and she'll hate kids.
Oh, awesome. Okay, I'm going to bring her over and just make sure he's, like, breaking stuff and screaming and pooping his pants and stuff like that.
No. I'm not going to get Jeffy to do all that because I already deal with enough of that already, so no, I'm not doing that.
Okay, man. Look, I will pay you $10,000 to do this for me.
Why will you pay so much?
Because if I have a kid, it's going to cost me way more than $10,000. I'm going to have to deal with 18 years of screaming, okay? If I can make one payment to not have to deal with that, it's worth it.
Oh, okay, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, I'll have Jeffy breaking stuff. I'll have him pooping his pants, everything.
Mario, we shouldn't exploit Jeffy's temper tantrums.
Oh, we're going to make money off his temper tantrums because I have to pay for my wall that he broke. So, yeah, we'll definitely do it. Yeah, go get your wife.
Okay, yeah, I'll go get her.
Wait, hold on. Look at my wife's feet.
Ew!
Why do they look like that?
Because she goes outside without wearing shoes.
Why? That's what shoes are for.
I am one with the earth.
Yeah, you're going to be one with a podiatrist if you keep that up. That's gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting. So yeah, go get your wife.
Okay, I'm going to go get my wife. Just make sure your kid's all riled up when I get back.
Oh, I will.
Karen, baby, I just realized something.
What, Boydie?
I was wrong. I actually do want to have a kid.
Oh, really, Boydie?
Yeah, you know, I met this kid today, and he made me want to have a kid. He was just such a great, awesome kid, and I think you should meet him so you can see how great it is to have a kid.
Okay, Boydie, I want to meet him.
Okay, come on.
Okay.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, hey.
Here's my wife.
Oh, hey.
Boydie tells me that you have the nicest son I can.
Oh, yeah, my son is so nice. The nicest kid ever.
But yeah, well, where is he?
Oh, he's laying down in bed.
What, you didn't have him ready? Like, with hammers and chainsaws and stuff?
Oh, no. When I wake him up, he's going to start acting bad, so I don't want you to miss anything.
That's good thinking. That's my man right there. All right, go get your good son.
I'll go get my good son.
Wait, where's your wife?
Oh, I told her to wash her feet with a whole bar of soap.
Oh, thank God. That was disgusting.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go get my good son.
Yeah, you do that. Oh, honey, you're going to love this kid. He's the best kid ever. We could never have a kid better than this one.
Jeffy, wake up!
Good morning, Father.
What? Jeffy, why are you dressed like that?
Oh, these are the clothes that you bought me by being a very working hard father, and I appreciate it very much.
But you've never worn those clothes before. Jeffy, like, you're acting really weird. What happened to the pits on your nose?
Oh, well, I realized that it was very unhygienic, and I apologize for ever shoving it up my nostril.
Jeffy, you're not acting the same. What happened to your helmet?
Oh, I thought it was very foolish of me to wear my helmet when I was not riding a bicycle. And I apologize for embarrassing you in public.
No, Jeffy, I don't have time for you to act like this. I understand I called you a bad boy, so now you're trying to act like a good boy to try to be sarcastic and be an idiot. But no, I need you to act like a bad boy, because there's a guy in there that's paying me $10,000 for you to act crazy and break stuff and act stupid. So I need you to take this lighter.
Okay, would you like me to light some candles, Daddy?
No! I need you to take this lighter and light the house on fire. Like, that'd just be really bad, because the guy's paying me $10,000 for you to be a bad boy. So I don't have time for you to be a good boy. Be a bad boy!
Well, lighting the house on fire would put everyone in danger, and that would be extremely unsafe.
I need you to be like that! Jeffy, stop it! You're coming with me to the other room, and I need you to act crazy, break stuff, just go crazy, come on!
Alright, here's my son, Jeffy.
It's a pleasure to meet both of you this evening. Ma'am, you look very beautiful.
Oh my gosh, you're so nice!
Yeah, he's really nice. Dude, what's going on?
I think
I see what's going on. You're just making him look nice so that later when he starts breaking stuff, he'll look really crazy. Alright, it's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what's happening. That's definitely what's happening. Alright, Jeffy.
Father, if it's not too much trouble, I would like to be called Jeff from now on. It sounds more proper.
He's so well-mannered.
Yeah, he sure is, but when's he gonna start cussing, though?
Oh, don't worry, he's gonna start cussing. Jeff, I found this hammer. What are you gonna do with this hammer?
Oh, would you like me to build an orphanage for all of the homeless orphans?
He's so caring and selfless!
Yeah, some people would even say he's a little too caring and selfless.
Oh, no, he's gonna go crazy. Watch this. All right, Jeff, why don't you take this hammer and go break a hole in the wall and yell the F word really loud?
Well, that would be very immature of me and cost you a lot of money and damages.
And he doesn't fall under peer pressure!
All right, time out. Me and Mario are going to go into the other room and we're going to talk about why Jeffy's so nice, because I want to know how you get a kid to act like that. Come on.
Okay, Jeff and I will get better acquainted.
What is going on? What the hell is going on?
I don't know. He usually acts bad. I don't know why he's acting so good.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why isn't he being bad? I don't even recognize that kid in there.
I know. He was bad earlier. Look what he did earlier.
Where's this kid? I want this kid back. I sniff butts. That's gold. My wife would hate that.
I don't know. He did this earlier. He even broke a hole in my wall earlier.
Well, that, I actually did that a few videos ago. But this is awesome. Why can't he do this?
I don't know. He usually is always bad. I don't know what could have happened.
Well, did you tell him to be good or something?
Well, actually.
What?
Well.
What?
Earlier, I wished on a shooting star that I wish he would be good for one night.
What, you did what? You wished upon a shooting star? Everybody knows that when you wish upon a shooting star, it comes true. I would sing the Disney song, but Jiminy Cricket would fuck me.
I got an idea. Why don't we just show your wife this wall and say that Jeffy did it earlier and that she wouldn't want him?
Yes, that's good. That's great. Okay, yeah, we'll show her this, and then we'll just tell him that he's on meds, and that's why he's being good now.
Yeah. He always goes crazy, but he has to be on a lot of medicine not to act normal.
Yeah, okay. I'll go get her.
Hey, baby.
Boydie, Jeff is the sweetest kid. I told him I was thirsty and he got me this bottle of water.
Yeah, how sweet of him.
Father, may I use the restroom?
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I did tell him that one thing.
Oh, honey, yeah. I mean, this kid seems nice, but I think this kid is bad news.
Bad news? But he's such a sweetheart!
Yeah, well, you're not gonna think that after you see what he did to this wall. Come look. All right, honey, check this out.
What? Jeff, what are you doing?
Oh, I noticed there was some graffiti on the wall, so I thought I would repaint the wall for you, Father.
Aw, he's a handyman, too!
What's wrong with you? Be normal!
Boydie, why are you yelling at him?
Because he's not usually like this!
Yeah, he's usually breaking stuff and... Ooh, I got an idea.
What?
Okay. Every time Jeff sees some green beans, he throws them. So let's go down to the kitchen and try to feed Jeffy green beans, and then your wife will see how crazy he is.
Yeah, that's good. Oh man, honey, I'm really hungry for green beans specifically. I think we should go downstairs and eat a whole plate of green beans.
Yeah, let's go do that. Come on, Jeff, it's time for you to eat some green beans.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm. This looks like a scrumptious plate of green beans, doesn't it, Jeff?
It actually does. Thank you, Father, for going to work and working so hard to provide this amazing meal. Shall I say grace?
What?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this food, and thank you for allowing us to live another day. God is good, God is great, thank you for this food, amen. Shall we eat our green beans?
No, we're not gonna do that. This is not how you usually act. This whole thing is bull. Here's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to pick up the plate, and you're supposed to throw it like that. That's what you always do.
No! We're going home right now! I don't think you're mature enough to have a kid!
Really? Okay. Thanks, man!
Jeffy, I'm so mad at you. The day I need you to act bad, you act really good. And I don't know why you had to act so good. I need you to act bad, but you had to act so good.
Mario! What? Why are you yelling at Jeffy? He can't do anything right. You yell at him when he's bad, and now you're yelling at him when he's good, and it just doesn't make sense. Let's go!
What's that noise? Hold on!
Jeffy, what are you doing? You only wish that I would be a good boy for one night. And it's the next day, so...
Jeffy, are you ready for school?
Sure am, Daddy.
Jeffy, what'd you do to your shirt?
I cut it up because I wanted it to look like Swiss cheese.
Jeffy, you can't go to school like that.
Yeah, they're going to send you home for having holes in your shirt.
Darn. Didn't know that was going
to
happen.
You're still going to school, Jeffy.
But I don't have a shirt to wear.
Sure you do, Jeffy. I got you this shirt for Christmas. It has a turtle on it, and it says, Turtly Cool!
Oh, that's so sick, Mommy. I want to put it on right now. All right, Mommy. How do I look?
You look turtly cool, Jeffy.
Damn right I do.
All right, Jeffy, let's go to school.
Dang, everyone's going to be so jealous of my new shirt, I'm going to pull major hoes.
Oh, that's good, Jeffy. Come on.
Hey, idiot, what happened to your old shirt? Did you wipe your butt with it?
You're just jealous you don't have a cool shirt that has words on it.
Oh, yeah? What's it say?
It actually says, Turtly Cool, and it has a little turtle with sunglasses on it.
It should say that you're returned, or returned. Yeah, that's it. You're returned.
My mommy told me that I was turtly cool.
Your mommy dresses you.
I don't want this stupid shirt anymore.
Well, calm down, Incredible Hulk. Wait a minute. You don't have any nipples. Hey, everybody. Jeffy doesn't have nipples.
It's not my fault I was born without nipples.
Jeffy, why'd you take your shirt off?
Because I thought that shirt was going to make girls give me major treatment, but all it did was get me made fun of.
They made fun of your shirt, Jeffy?
Yeah, because apparently it's not cool to be turtly cool. They called me retarded.
Marvin.
That's funny.
Those kids are just mean, Jeffy.
Well, I'm never wearing that shirt ever again.
That's okay, Jeffy. I got you another shirt, and it says, Mommy Whaley Loves Me, and has two whales hugging.
You really want me to get made fun of, don't you, Mommy?
Aw, it's cute, Jeffy.
Is it going to make girls turn into bobbleheads?
I don't know about that, Jeffy, but go ahead and put it on.
Okay, Mommy. I'll wear it tomorrow, but it better not get me made fun of.
I see you got your old shirt back. Wait, that's not your old shirt. That's a new shirt. What's it say?
Nothing.
I want to know what your shirt says.
No.
No, show me your shirt.
I'm not showing you my shirt.
What does your shirt say?
It says, my mommy Whaley loves me, and it has a whale on it.
My mommy Whaley loves me? That's Whaley lame.
Well, at least my mommy loves me.
Well, what, is your mommy a whale? Hey, everybody, Jeffy's mom's a whale.
Yeah, your mom's a whale.
Shut up, Cody. Your mom's a whale.
I was just really glad the joke wasn't about me for once.
You gonna go to the ocean and see your mommy?
That's it! I'm tired of this!
What, are you gonna go kiss your mom's big whale lips?
It happened again!
They made fun of your shirt again, Jeffy?
Yeah, and they called you a whale, mommy!
What? Marvin!
You eat a lot of Cheetos, baby.
Marvin!
Look, Jeffy, your mom got you another shirt.
I did! It says hanging with mommy and has two slots.
Oh, absolutely not. I'm done with shirts. They want to bully me? I'm going to become the bully now.
Oh, this is not going to be good.
Hey, loser, what's with the new look? Your balls finally drop? Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get off! No, no, stop, 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 no, no, oh, no, he pulled my underwear up over my face. Oh, God, I have doo-doo stains on it. This is so gross and embarrassing. I'm gonna get pink eye.
Anyone else want some?
Huh? Cody called your mom a whale.
What, Junior? No, no, what are you doing? What are you doing? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes, Daddy. He gave me a wedgie. Should have pulled harder.
Ha ha, Cody! You have rainbow pony underwear?
Junior, they're not underwear. They're panties.
Oh, my God! I have those!
Can I smell them?
Ew, no! Junior, you're gross!
Jeffy, stop worrying everyone! Go to the principal's office now! Jeffy, what are you doing? Jeffy, Jeffy, why are you pulling my underwear over my face? Ew, I got doodle stain! Ring Ring doesn't do my laundry! Ah!
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
Shut up, nerd!
Jeffy!
What'd you call me?
Nerd, because you are one!
What are you doing?
Jeffy, what are you doing?
He put my underwear on my face!
Jeffy!
That is it, Jeffy, you are grounded!
Oh, you're gonna ground me? I'm gonna show you grounded!
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Giving you a swirly, nerd!
What? Jeffy, if you put my head in that toilet, you would... Oh, Jeffy, dear God, please help me!
You had enough yet?
I've had enough,
All right.
Marvin, what's wrong?
Jeffy gave me a swirly.
He what?
He put my head in the toilet.
Jeffy, why would you do that?
Because he's a nerd.
Jeffy, that's not how we act. We treat others the way we want to be treated.
Well, everyone wants to bully me, so now I'm going to be the bully. So no one mess with me!
Marvin, what do we do?
I'm calling the cops. He assaulted me with my underwear and a toilet.
Hey there, somebody call the police? I heard an old lady say that at the barbershop today. She called me the police. I like that. I'm gonna say that from now on. Police. So what do you need?
My son is bullying me. He gave me a swirly and he put my underwear over my eyes.
Classic.
Not classic, he's assaulting me.
Well, I know how to deal with that kind of situation.
You do?
Oh yeah, I used to get bullied a lot in high school. Let me tell you a story. I always get bullied by this guy named Trevor. He used to call me names like Braceface, you know, because I wore braces at the time. And he used to pull my pants down in front of all the cheerleaders. And they would all laugh at me and say, ha ha, tiny. So one day, I decided to get revenge on him by pulling his pants down in front of the cheerleaders. And boy did that backfire, because he was hung like a horse. All the girls like him, even Mrs. Jenkins. I had a crush on her. She was kind of a hot teacher. But anyway, me and Trevor became friends after that because I helped him get so many girls by pulling his pants down. So I guess the moral of this story is what you should do is pull Jeffy's pants down in class? No, that don't do that. That's not right. That's not what I meant at all. Okay. Better example. Okay. I also used to get bullied by this guy named Travis. Now, Travis was a real freak. He put a wasp nest in my backpack. So whenever I opened my backpack, a bunch of wasps flew out and they started stinging me. So I ran around the classroom taking my clothes off. And then everybody just pointed at me and laughed and said, ha ha, tiny. So I wanted to get revenge on him. So the next day, I put a wasp nest in his backpack. And then when he opened his backpack, he got stung by wasps and he ran around the class taking his clothes off. And boy, did that backfire because he was packing. All the girls liked him. Oh, yeah. Except we didn't become friends because he was pissed that I put a wasp nest in his backpack. So the moral of this story is you should put a wasp nest in Jeffy's backpack. No, don't do that either. That was... Okay, that sucks too. Okay. But last example, this one's gonna be good. This will make sense, I promise. Okay. So I also used to get bullied by this guy named Trent, and we rode the bus together. So what he would do was put gum in my hair, which sucked because then I'd have to shave my head to get the gum out, and then everybody would laugh at me and say, ha ha, baldy, and also tiny, you know, because they remembered from when I get pantsed and the whole thing with the wasps. So I wanted to get revenge on him. So what I did was I put gum in his hair, and he had to shave his head. And then the next day, he got hit by a car, and I felt kind of bad. bad, so I went to visit him in the ICU, and I walked in when they were changing his body cast, and he was packing. I mean, all of the nurses wanted to help him. So the moral of this story is, you should push Jeffy in front of a car. No, don't. Oh, man, I'll admit, I'm not the right guy for this.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, let me just talk to him, and I'll explain to him why bullying people is wrong.
Okay.
Hey, champ, what are you doing?
Writing hate comments on SML videos.
Oh, but they work so hard.
But they won't bring back their plushies.
Oh, well, they can't do that. Look, I wanted to talk to you about something.
What do you want, loser?
Okay, so you're already starting with the name-calling. Now, I know the only reason you're doing that is because you're just lashing out because you don't know how else to express yourself.
Well, you're ugly.
Okay, that one kind of hurt a little bit. But look, what I wanted to say is that I used to be just like you. I mean, I wasn't cross-eyed like that, but I did get bullied a lot.
You did?
Oh, yeah, I get bullied all the time. And you know how I got over it? I found out that everybody was packing. I don't really know why. But then, when I grew up, I became a cop, so I can bully whoever I want. It's my job to bully people. You going too fast? Boom! Speeding ticket. Speeding tickets are my swirlies. So, what I'm trying to say is I know that deep down, you know that bullying is wrong, right? Well, that didn't work.
Oh, no, he did it to you, too?
Yeah, the only thing I learned here is I gotta start wiping better.
Well, what do we do now, officer?
Yeah, what do we do?
I don't know. He's probably just going through a phase. I'm sure he'll grow out of it. Or he'll end up in prison. He might be packing. I don't know. I'm just gonna go.
No, don't go. We need your help. We really need your help.
Well, I've done everything I can do, and I don't want my face to end up in your toilet again.
Look, I have an idea that'll get him to stop bullying people.
Wait, really?
Yeah, let me show you.
Well, I won't be able to see it, because I got underwear in my eyes. Thank you, but I would wash my hands if I were you.
All right, we're all going to wear these shirts, and when Jeffy sees them, he's going to bully us for wearing these shirts, and he's going to realize he's became what he hated most, being a bully.
I hate this shirt. I look like a dingus.
Aw, it's cute.
Hanging with Mommy. I hate my mother. I would never hang with her. I also hate sloths. They're all lanky, and they're creepy, and I hate them.
Look, you only have to wear the shirt for like a few minutes for Jeffy to see you.
Yeah, so he can make fun of us, and then shove my face in the toilet again, and then put my poopy underwear in my face? Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
No, he's going to realize that he's a bully, and he's not going to want to be a bully anymore. Jeffy, get in here!
What do you losers want?
Don't hurt me! Oh god, no, please!
Well, just look at our shirts! Look at our shirts!
Eternally cool? That's retarded.
Well, look, Debbie, look. You just bullied me the same way you used to get bullied in school.
You're right. What have I become? I've become the same thing I swore to destroy. I'm like Darth Vader. I'm sorry, Daddy. I didn't want to be a bully. I was just tired of people bullying me.
It's okay, Jeffy.
Yeah, Jeffy, as long as you promise you won't bully anyone ever again.
Yeah, Daddy, I won't bully anyone ever again.
I bet you're not even packing.
Oh, no, I totally am. I got a wiener like a Coke can.
Damn it. You already bit my girlfriend in half.
Hey, Junior, what are you doing?
Playing with pipe cleaners.
Why aren't they called pipe cleaners?
Because you can clean your pipes with them. Here, play with the blue one.
Clean pipes, you say? Well, I got a 2-inch pipe it can clean.
What's up, dude?
What's up, Joseph?
Notice anything different about me, bro?
Did you get a tan?
Nah, dude, you know I'm black. I got my ears pierced.
What, you got your ears pierced? Don't only girls get their ears pierced?
No, dude, guys can get their ears pierced too. It's totally straight. Nothing gay about it.
Junior, I think it got stuck.
Well, Joseph got his ears pierced.
Oh, no way, that's so cool. I want my ears pierced.
Well, you have to ask your parents, dude. See, me? I don't have parents, so I don't have to ask anybody.
Well, who pierced your ears for you?
Some homeless guy in the alley with a dirty needle.
Well, I'm totally going to ask my daddy, and I know he's going to say yes.
Hola, papi.
Jeffy, don't call me papi.
Well, what do you want me to call you, daddy?
Stop talking like that.
Father, may I penetrate my earlobe with a very sharp device and wear it for fashionable purposes?
What?
Can I get my ears pierced?
Oh, no, Jeffy, you can't get your ears pierced.
Marvin, he's 17 years old.
Exactly, he's 17. When he's 18, he can do whatever he wants, but since he's 17, he has to listen to me.
You never let me do what I want.
What's this poking out of your shorts?
Don't touch it.
Son of a biscuit-eating bitch!
What, Jeffy, where was this at?
It was in my wiener!
Why was it there?
Because it's a pipe cleaner, Daddy, and you was cleaning my pipe. And now it's as clean as a whistle. And the hose blow it like one, too, like...
But Jeffy, just go.
Go get my ears pierced, or...
No, you cannot get your ears pierced. Leave!
I hate you!
What'd your dad say, Jeffy?
He said,
No.
How do you have time to make that?
Why'd your dad say no?
Because someone pissed in his Fruit Loops.
Oh, I hate when that happens, dude. Somebody did that to me yesterday. I mean, I still ate it, but gross, right?
So what are you going
to
do now that you can't get your ears pierced?
Well, I'm still going to get my ears pierced.
But your dad said no.
Yeah, but if you take away the N, it leaves O, which means, oh, yeah, do it.
Huh, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, so let's pierce my ears.
Oh, get the piercing gun.
All right, got the piercing gun, dude.
All right, Jeffy, what ear do you want to get pierced?
Well, which ear means I like big sausage in my pooper?
I think the right.
All right, well, then strong left.
Is it going to hurt?
Well, any sausage in your pooper is going to hurt, Junior.
No, I meant the piercing.
No, dude, it'll hurt for like 10 seconds. That's it. Now, the blood infection from the dirty needle, that'll hurt.
All right, let's send it.
All right, dude. Here we go.
I'm just kidding. It just felt like a pinch.
Oh, what earring are you going to put in your ear?
Oh, I got my mommy's jewelry box, so I'm going to go get an earring on that.
All right, guys, check out my earring.
Oh, my God, it looks so cool.
You want to get the other ear pierced?
No, I don't really like big sausage in my pooper.
Hey, Joseph, you got your right ear pierced.
It's totally straight, dude. A lot of rappers have both their ears pierced, and they're not gay. At least not that I know of.
So what do you guys want to do now?
How about we play tag? Tag your it.
Tag your it.
Tag your it.
Get back here, Jimmy. Jeffy, your ear got ripped off!
I know, Junior! It hurts so bad!
Wait, what's going on, dude?
Jeffy's ear ripped off! We have to call a doctor.
No, Junior, we can't call a doctor because my daddy told me not to pierce my ear. And if he finds out that I pierced my ear and I ripped it off, I'm going to get in trouble!
Oh, okay, well, let's try to put your ear back on. Come on, let's go to the red couch.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, we're going to put your ear back on.
Ow, Junior, how?
We need something sticky.
Ooh, I got some chewing gum. It's pretty sticky.
Ooh, put your gum on the ear.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, try to put your ear back on.
Okay. Oh, no. It's not working, Junior. What do we do?
We need something stickier, like tape.
Oh, I'll get the tape.
One more piece and done. All right, I just put tape on your ear. Now try it.
All right, Junior. I hope this works. How does it look?
It looks so good.
Oh, no. It's not working, Junior.
Okay, we got to think of something else. We really need an adult's help. How about we ask Chef Pee-Pee?
No, what if he tells my daddy?
No, I trust Chef Pee-Pee. He's really responsible.
Yeah, he's not a snitch.
Yeah, let's go ask Chef Pee-Pee, okay?
Okay.
I'm almost done with Junior's dad's soup. He's been bothering me all day about it.
Chef Pee-Pee, Chef Pee-Pee.
What do you want, Junior? I'm making your dad's soup.
Well, Jeffy's ear came off.
You made me drop his ear in the soup.
Get it out. Chef Pee-Pee, my soup better be ready.
Oh, no, I gotta get the ear out.
Man, oh man, am I hungry. Junior, what are you doing? You know the man of the house has to eat first. Give me that spoon.
But Dad.
Give me that spoon. I gotta eat first.
But I don't think you should eat that.
I'm starving. Wait, are you calling me fat? I'm a beautiful woman. God!
Oh no, he has the ear.
I'm sick and tired of people calling me fat. I'm not fat. I'm big bone.
Dad, please don't eat that.
Junior, we need to have the talk. You need to stop judging people based on their bodies, especially women. Yeah, everybody wants a 10. They're beautiful and pretty, but they're boring. They don't know how to cook. Ew, yuck. Get you a 2. Yeah, they're ugly, but they'll do anything for you. Yeah, I'm talking about anything. So get you a 2 and not a 10.
But Dad, I don't want you eating this.
I have to eat this, Junior. I have to eat this so I don't become a 10.
No, Dad, there's an ear in there. No, Dad, no, please, I'm dead, Dad.
Oh, delicious.
He just ate Jeffy's ear. Oh, no.
Did he eat the ear?
Yeah.
Did he like it?
Yeah.
It's the secret ingredient. I gotta chop some ears off.
Junior, your dad ate my ear?
I tried to stop him.
Well, what are we gonna do now?
Ooh, I got an idea. Come on.
So what's the plan, dude?
I just called Mr. Potato Head and told him to come over, so when he gets here, we're gonna jump him and take one of his ears so we can give it to Jeffy.
Okay, I like this plan.
He's coming.
Hey, guys, it's me, Mr. P-Head, here to party. So what are we gonna do?
Oh, nothing. Just turn you into mashed potatoes, bitch.
Drop it.
Alright, guys, I got the ear. How's your look?
It doesn't look too bad.
Looks like our job here is done. I'm going home and taking Mr. P with me.
Well, why are you taking him?
Because he doesn't have 10 holes for no reason, dude.
Well, look, your face actually looks pretty good with the ear. Like, you couldn't even tell. Like, look over here.
Really, Junior?
Oh, yeah, you can't even tell that's a fake ear.
Hey, Marvin, have you seen my other hoop earring? You know, the one that I wear all the time and it looks just like this?
Wait, you're missing an earring?
Yeah.
And didn't Jeffy want his ears pierced?
Yeah.
Jeffy! I think your dad's calling you.
Oh, I'm coming, Daddy.
Jeffy, get in here!
You summoned me, Father?
Have you seen your mom's missing earring?
Is it a big gold hoop?
Yes.
That looks like that one?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
What? Yes, you have, Jeffy.
No, I haven't.
You know what I think?
Oh.
I think you pierced your ear and you wanted to put an earring in it, so you took one of your mom's earrings.
Bingo.
So I'm right?
No, I was singing Bingo Was His Name-O, and Bingo Was His Name-O.
Jeffy, can I please have my earring back?
I'll have it.
Yes, you do, Jeffy, and you're grounded until you give it back.
I'm sorry, could you say that again in my bad ear?
Why, you have a Mr. Potato Head ear on your head.
I don't have a Mr. Potato Head ear on my head.
Yeah, remove it, Jeffy.
Ow! Hey, no hitting. Ow! Hey! I said no hitting.
Ah! Jeffy, you're missing your ear.
Yeah, because someone ate it.
What? No one ate your ear, Jeffy.
Danny, I know how this sounds, and for the first time in my life, I'm not lying. Someone ate my ear.
Then who ate it?
I don't know his name, but it was some bald guy wearing bunny slippers.
That's a lie, Jeffy.
Marvin, what if he's telling the truth?
There's no way Jeffy's telling the truth. If Jeffy's telling the truth, I'll write, I like big fat wiener on my forehead.
Is anyone missing an ear? I just threw it up. I must have accidentally ate it.
Big fat wiener. That's what you said you'd write.
Can we get the ear, please?
Here.
Well, let's call a doctor so we get your ear put back on.
Not until you write it. Big fat wiener.
I will write it, but I think we should call a doctor to get your ear put back on.
Marvin, you said you'd write it.
And I am gonna write it, but I think we should worry about his ear. Stop that! I will write it later, okay? We gotta call a doctor.
I'm gonna hold you to it.
Hey, Dad, is somebody calling a doctor?
Wait, what happened to the other guy?
Oh, you mean Brooklyn guy? Oh, he's sick, but luckily he keeps his door locked, so I can just go in there and steal his outfit. So, what's your problem? What, she need a mammogram? I bet I could squeeze her in.
Oh, no, she does not need that.
Oh, she needs a pap smear. I'm real good at smearing pap.
No, are you good at surgery?
Well, I mean, I've been inside a few hot babes in my day.
Oh, no, are you good at surgery?
Well, I don't know if you'd call it surgery, but I have rearranged the girl's guts before.
No, my son is missing his ear.
I'm the doctor here. Let me take a look. Your son is missing his ear.
Yeah, we're wondering if you could do surgery and reattach it.
Oh, well, which one is his real ear, though?
It's this one right here.
Okay, well, I guess I can help your son with his ear if your wife helps me with my ear.
Rexon. What? But, Dylan, can you just please put his ear back on his head?
Well, I guess. Let's go into surgery.
Marvin, how do you think the surgery's going?
Well, the surgery was a success.
Danny, it looks like I got a big fat ball sack on my face.
What, you put his ear on sideways?
Hey, no refunds! And now that I've held up mine in the bargain, it's time for your wife to hold up hers. Will she be able to dethrone the stroke goat from the bowling alley? We'll find out. But if I had to take you home afterwards, I'm gonna need some gas money, or else I'm not doing it!
Alright, you need to get out of here. So, Jeffy, can you hear?
What?
Oh, no, he can't hear out of his ear.
Oh, no, I can hear. I just wasn't paying attention.
Well, at least you have your ear back and everything can go back to normal.
All right, Daddy. Time to write it.
Write what?
I like big fat wiener right on your forehead. Time to write it.
I don't have to write it because you got your ear back.
No, you have to write it. You said you'd write it.
Marvin, it was a deal.
Hell yeah.
How long do I have to keep it on my head?
Forever. And if it ever washes off, you got to write it again because that's how wrong you were.
About the digestive system. So I'm going to be eating some very authentic Asian cuisine, this bologna sandwich. And I'm going to eat it, and we're going to see how long it takes my body to digest the sandwich and see how long it takes for me to crap my pants.
Is this my son Jeffy's classroom? He forgot his lunchbox.
Here we go.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, Jeffy Poo, you forgot your lunchbox.
Ha ha, how embarrassing.
Danny, what are you doing here?
You forgot your lunchbox.
Oh, my Danny, thank you, now leave.
It's a Lunchable with a Capri Sun.
Okay, Danny, thank you, leave.
Wait, that's your dad?
Yeah.
Your dad's bald? Ha ha, bald dad.
I'm not that bald. That is very rude, young man. What if I made fun of your cone-shaped head?
Well, I'd say at least I have hair on it.
Well, I want to speak to your parents, young man. What's their number?
Okay, their number is 1-800. Get some hair, Baldy.
All right, Danny, leave. Just leave.
Okay.
Look at the bald guy leaving. What a bald way to leave.
Don't you make fun of my daddy. You...
Hey, stop fighting just because he's that bald.
Hey, Marvin, did you drop off Jeffy's lunchbox?
I did.
What's wrong, Marvin?
One of the kids in Jeffy's class said I was bald.
Aw, Marvin, that's not completely wrong.
I'm not bald. I have hair on the side of my head.
You're kind
of
bald, Marvin.
Well, I look like that guy on TV. Who's that really hot guy on TV? Dr. Phil. I look like Dr. Phil.
Ew, Dr. Phil's not hot.
Yes, he's super hot, and every girl wants a doctor. And I also look like The Rock. I look like The Rock.
You do not look like The Rock.
I look like The Rock. The Rock's bald. I'm kind of bald. I also look like Steve Harvey.
Ooh, Steve Harvey's hot.
Yeah, I look just like Steve Harvey.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Wow, gang! Thanks for embarrassing me!
How did I embarrass you?
Because you're bald, and now all the kids in school know that I have a bald daddy.
Well, I bet some of the other kids' dads are bald.
Well, they didn't see the other kids' dads. They saw you and your bald head.
Well, look, just tell them when you're older that bald is considered sexy. Right, baby?
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah, dang, I'm not going to sit there and let the kids keep bullying me. Can we get a marker or something and color in your hair?
No, Jeffy, look, there's not much I can do about being bald. I guess I can call a doctor and see what the options are.
Good.
Okay, I'm going to call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor. So, I'm going bald.
Haha, you're bald, baldy. You're so bald.
Yeah, so someone called me bald today, and I don't want to be bald anymore.
Yeah, of course not, because of how bald you are. Look at your bald head.
Well, aren't you going bald?
Don't touch me.
I'm just saying, aren't you going...
bald bitch?
No, I'm just saying, aren't
loser.
You...
loser.
Hey, let him up.
Yeah, let me get up.
Yeah, okay. You're lucky your wife's here.
Well, aren't you going bald?
Yeah, but look, see? I can just show you. You don't have to touch me. Weirdo.
Well, stop pushing me. Look, I don't want to be bald anymore. What can I do?
Well, look, being bald is just part of aging for some people. Some people look really good bald. Like Pooby. He's hot. What's up? See?
Well, yes, Pooby is super hot and bangable.
Uh-huh.
And like, nobody could be like Pooby.
Damn right.
So, since we can't be like Pooby and be like as sexy as him, like, what do we do? Like, can I get hair implants?
Oh, yeah, I can give you hair implants.
Oh, thank God.
How much are they?
Oh, they're about $100,000.
Well, I can't afford that.
I know you can't, broke boy.
Well, there has to be a cheaper option.
Yeah, okay. You could, look these nuts.
What's a cheaper option?
Okay, well, you could just try, like, buying a hat.
Well, I guess I could buy a hat.
Yeah, just be like a hat guy, you know? And then nobody could see your little bald little baby head. What? Little bald little baby bitch. Look at that little head of yours.
I'll buy a hat!
Okay.
I'm gonna go to the hat store and I'll call you if that doesn't work.
All right, let me know if you want those implants.
I'm gonna go buy a hat.
Marvin, please don't buy a hat.
No, I gotta try every option. I don't want to embarrass Jeffy anymore. What's up, thang?
What?
Well, I don't want to assume what you are, baby. What are your pronouns? Mine is his, him, he.
That doesn't make any sense, Marvin. And why does your hat say YOLO?
Well, I went to the hat store, and I got this hat on clearance. The guy at the store said every kid's saying YOLO these days.
Do you even know what YOLO means?
Yeah, when kids answer the phone, they go, ring, 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 YOLO.
I don't think that's right.
And then when they're swimming in the pool, they play Marco YOLO. Marco YOLO, hey!
That doesn't sound right either, Marvin.
Baby, you're being really sus right now.
What?
Yeah, you're not being lit. Jeffy needs a lit father, so I'm going to be on fire for him. I'm the hottest things in sliced bread.
But sliced bread is room temperature.
You're being sus again, baby. Jeffy, get in here.
What's up, Daddy?
What's up, son?
Did you just have a stroke?
No, Jeffy, I'm being lit.
Okay, you're definitely having a stroke. Mommy, can you call the doctor?
No, Jeffy, look, I'm just trying to be, like you know, relevant and hip and cool for you and your friends.
This is more embarrassing than you being bald.
No, when your friends see me, they're going to be like, he's so lit. Period, Pooh.
What's period poo?
I don't know. I googled like the top 10 things kids are saying these days, and period poo is one of them. So I think period poo means when a girl takes a dump and it's her time of the month.
Oh,
period poo!
Okay, Marvin, we're gonna move the hat so it looks like this now.
Yeah, Dad, you look like you're gonna go deliver peaches!
This hat is lame like this, unless I can put like a big red M on the front of it.
No, I don't think that's a good idea, Marvin.
Baby, I think you need to take a period poo.
What?
Oh, my hat fell off.
Yeah, well, I think we should leave it off, too. No cap.
No cap. Yeah, lit. Sus. Sus. Everything. He's being sus, everybody. Okay, look. I need a hat because I can't afford $100,000 hair implants. I guess we could just turn on the TV and hope a cheaper option shows up.
Hello! I am Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, and I have shaved my head to demonstrate my newest product, Dr. Finkelschitz. Hair spritz! Are you tired of being bald? Well, worry no more, because one spritz of Dr. Finkelschitz hair spritz, and you will no longer be bald. Now watch this. Now we wait for 5 seconds. Whoa! It worked! Yes! Now, if you would like a full head of hair like me, all you have to do is order Dr. Finkelschitz hair spritz for just $19.95. Order now!
Oh my God, I'm gonna order that right now.
Oh, Marvin, those infomercials are always a scam.
I guess you're right. I guess I'll go back to wearing the hat.
Nope, order it.
I'll go order it right now.
Period poo.
Come on, come on. Hurry up with my package. Come on. It's here. Hello?
Did you order Dr. Fingershitz's hairspray?
I sure did.
Well, here you go.
Thank you so much. Where's my 5 cents?
What?
You said it was 1995.
What? Really?
Yeah, so I gave you a 20, so you owe me 5 cents.
You don't need the 5 cents.
I do need the 5 cents. I'm very stingy.
It's part of the shipping. How about that?
Okay.
Just take the spray.
Guys, the hair spritz came in. Baby, spray the top of my head.
Okay.
I want to watch.
Just hurry up and do it.
What do I do?
Spray the top of my head.
Okay.
Ah! What was wrong?
I got it in my eyes.
Oh,
what's gonna happen?
I don't know. Dang, I can't see anything.
Marvin, that's so much hair.
But it means it works. All right, baby, spray the top of my head.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, just spray my head. I want hair.
Okay.
Oh, I'm scared.
Did it work?
Yes, Marvin, you have so much hair.
I do? I bet I look so sexy. I'm gonna go look in the mirror.
Mommy, can you shave my head?
Sure, Jeffy. Let's just wait till Marvin gets back.
Oh, my God. I'm so hot. Look at my full head of hair. Oh, my God. I'm gorgeous. I can look at myself all day.
Mommy, it's been hours.
I know, Jeffy. I can go check on him. Marvin, it's been 3 hours and you're still staring at yourself in the mirror?
Baby, look at me. Look at all my hair. I'm hot.
Marvin, you're not that hot.
Of course I'm hot, baby. You're just jealous you don't have as much hair as I do.
Marvin, your hair's a mess.
Baby, I understand. You're jealous because a bunch of girls are going to want me now that I have hair. But you have to trust me. I'm not going to cheat on you.
Marvin, no one cares about your hair that much.
Everyone cares about my hair, especially me. Ooh, the doctor. I can call him back and get revenge.
Hey there, someone call a doctor again?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Baldy, is that you?
Baldy? I don't know anyone who's bald.
Whoa.
Wait, don't touch my hair!
Hey, don't push me!
What's wrong? You wish you weren't bald?
Stop! Stop
pushing
me!
You little bald spot boy!
What? Don't call me that!
Marvin, stop bullying him!
He bullied me, so now that I have hair, I can get revenge. Hey! What? Little bald spot! Hey, let's check out that bald spot!
No!
Whoa! Hey, world! He's going bald! Hey. Baldy!
You're mean!
Marvin, that's so rude!
Oh, he shouldn't be bald, and my nuts are rude. Okay, I'm gonna use some more hairspray. I need some more hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No, I'm crying in your son's bed.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It's a little weird.
Marvin's being mean.
I know. That hair's changed him.
How do you even grow all that hair anyway?
He used Dr. Finkelschitz hair spritz.
Oh, no. Don't you know what that stuff does?
No, what?
Well, if you use too much of it, the hair, like, takes over your brain and you turn into a hair monster.
Oh, no! What do we do?
We gotta shave Marvin's head before the hair takes over.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, Marvin, we got something for you.
Oh, my God!
Jesus Christ!
You guys like my new hair?
Well, yeah, kinda.
Marvin, that hair's ridiculous!
You're just jealous that you don't have as much hair as I do.
Marvin, that hair's gotta go. Oh, my God, it's a monster!
You said it was gonna turn into a monster!
Well, I lied. That was just an excuse to shave his head so I could bully him again.
What?
Okay, look, I'm gonna shave it anyway.
You're not gonna shave my hair. Get him, Harry.
Oh, Harry, that's a very creative name. Oh, God, it's eating me alive!
Oh, my God! I did it.
Oh, no. My hair. My beautiful hair. Why'd you shave it off?
Marvin, that hair turned you into a monster.
But, like, why'd you shave me bald? You could have left a little bit of hair.
Because, Marvin, I love you just the way you are.
Aww.
Ha-ha, Baldy. You're bald again.
Well, you still have that bald spot on the back of your head.
Yeah, you're right.
Marvin, aren't you glad that all that hair's gone off your head?
No, not at all. I wish I had the hair back on my head. But I guess I still can wear the hat.
Oh, no, not the hat.
What's wrong with the hat?
Oh, just wait.
Yo, 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 what's up, my brother? Marco, YOLO, hey!
God, I preferred the hair monster.
Well, you guys are being sus. Hey, baby, why don't you take a period poo?
What?
That's what girls do in the bathroom.
Yo, who's gonna shave my head?
Oh, let me do it.
Well, hey, how about I do it? Because you guys are acting sus, am I right?
Hey, Dang, do you know if the windows on the house are hammer-proof?
What? No, Jeffy, they're not.
How do you know? Have you tested it?
No, Jeffy, I haven't tested it.
Well, how do you know if you haven't tested it?
Because, Jeffy, I know if a hammer hits a glass window, it's going to shatter.
Well, have you done that?
No.
All right, well, then I'm just trying to have a scientific method. I have a hypothesis, and I'm trying to test the hypothesis.
You're not going to test it, Jeffy. Look, you're not going to try to break these windows.
You don't want me to be a scientist?
You're not going to be a scientist, Jeffy. Look, this is my house, these are my rules, and you're not going to do it.
I hate you.
Marvin, he just wants to be a scientist.
Why do you always take his side?
I'm sorry.
Screw my daddy! You know what?
What's wrong, Jeffy?
Junior, I'm so tired of my daddy telling me what to do. He said it's his house and his rules.
Well, if you had your own house, you could make up your own rules.
Yeah, Junior, but I don't know how to get my own house.
You could get a tree house.
What's a tree house?
It's a house and a tree.
That makes so much sense.
So we can go outside and find the perfect tree, and then get someone to build us a tree house.
That would be the titties.
So let's go.
All right, let's go.
All right, Jeffy, what tree would be the perfect tree to put our tree house in? Oh, Junior, this one right here. Oh, my God, yeah. This is the perfect tree. It's like speaking to me.
It's going to be a pretty nice house in this, baby.
All right, let's go call the contractor.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Jeffy, I'm calling the construction company.
All right.
Hey there, this is Three Little Pigs Construction Company. What'll it be, straw, wood, or brick?
Hey, we need you to build us a house.
Okay, what do you need it done by?
Can you come over now and do it?
Now? Like, right now?
Yeah, we'll build it, like, right now.
Well, houses take a couple months to build.
A couple months? We want you to build it today.
Well, all right, but, what even is your budget?
Jeffy, what does budget mean?
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever it takes.
Ooh, okay. Big spender. All right, I like that. Work's been a little slow recently, so I guess I could do that today. I'll pick up the supplies and be right over.
All right, awesome, thanks. All right, Jeffy, he's coming over to build the house right now.
Sweet.
All right, let's go outside and wait for him.
Okay.
Hey there, you the guys that called me about building a house?
Yeah.
Well, you guys look a little young to be able to afford to build a house. Like, what, do you inherit some money? Like your parents die in a car accident or something?
Wait, we need money?
Well, yeah, you gotta have money to build a house.
How much do we need?
I don't know, like at least $100,000.
$100,000? We don't have that.
What do you mean you don't have that? I have all the lumber over there to build a 3,000 square foot house.
Well, we don't need a real house. We need a tree house.
What, a tree house? You didn't say a tree house. On the phone, you just said you needed a house, not a tree house.
Well, I assumed you knew I was a little kid and that I wanted a tree house.
No, why would I assume that? No, I thought you meant a real house. I'm not building you a tree house in this shitty little tree.
But you're not building us a tree house. Is that because you don't know how to build one?
But no, I know how to build one. I'm just not doing it because I'm a professional. I build real houses. I don't have time for this.
He doesn't know how to build one.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's qualified.
He's not another one.
Yeah, I know how to build a house. I can build the biggest, bestest tree house ever.
Orange, didn't prove it.
Yeah, prove it then.
Okay, I will. And done. Yeah, check that out. Is that a tree house or what? It looks like a motherfucking tree house to me, huh? Yeah. Oh, you said, oh, he can't make a treehouse. He doesn't know how to do it. Well, look what I did. I made a treehouse. How about that?
Oh, my God. This is the coolest house I've ever seen.
It's perfect.
Yeah, damn right it is. Now, imagine if I had built you a real house. It would have been this, but 20 times bigger.
Oh, how do you do stuff like this? It's so amazing.
I don't know. I'm the shit. What can I say? I just piss excellence.
Oh, Jeffy, go inside it.
All right.
Oh, my God. It's so cool.
Wow, it's so roomy in here.
No, you're damn right it is. It's a full 2 square feet.
Oh, I'm going inside with him. Oh, this is so cool. Oh, thanks, mister.
All right, so how are you going to pay me?
We said we didn't have any money.
Oh, that's right. I did this to prove a point. Damn my ego. Anyway, I'm going to go home and have a drink. Just hope no hurricanes come by.
Oh, Jeffy, this house is so cool. Okay, what's the first thing we're going
to
do?
We need to establish some rules. So rule number one, no daddies allowed.
Yeah, no parents allowed, stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go get a Sharpie so we can write the rules.
All right.
And done. No daddies allowed. So if my daddy tries to come in, I'll point right there and say, suck it.
That'll show him.
Sure will.
What's the next rule?
I think we should only allow girls with big booties who don't wipe.
Oh, yeah. Where are we going to write that at?
Oh, right here.
Okay, that's right there.
Hey, Junior, you're not answering my calls. I thought we were friends.
Oh, I must have left my phone inside.
Oh, well, like you didn't answer my calls, so I came over and I rang the doorbell for like 5 minutes and you still didn't answer, so I was going to come in through the back door and then I saw you. So, like, what the hell, man?
Oh, no, me and Jeffy got a treehouse built.
Oh, that's so cool. Can I go inside?
Yeah, come inside, Cody.
Oh, I see I'm not allowed inside.
What do you mean?
It says no daddies allowed and people call me daddy.
Oh, no, it meant like no fathers, like your dad's not allowed.
Oh, no, it's fine. The rules are the rules. I don't mind. I'm just going to go home, but keep your phone on you.
Okay. What other stuff does this house have? Oh, Jeffy, look down here! Is that a swing, Jeffy?
It looks like it, Junior. Let's get on it!
Yeah, get on it!
Whee! We're swingers, Junior!
This is so fun. I love being a swinger. I wish people could join us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad to see you enjoying that swing. You didn't even ask for that. I just did it. Because your little puny mind couldn't even conceive of such a thing. But me, I'm an architectural genius. I'm a badass. You hear that, Stacy? Huh? You didn't want to go to prom with me, but now look at me. I'm building tree houses. I'm building swings. What do you got, you two ugly kids? No swings. No tree houses. I'm sorry. I'm rambling about my problems. You mind if I litter?
Well, you know, it'd be really cool if you could build us like a swimming pool under the treehouse.
You know what? For you, buddy, anything. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Who can get a swimming pool under our treehouse?
Sweet.
Boom, swimming pool. And it's totally not just the bowl from the kitchen I filled with water.
Jeffy, we have a swimming pool now. Let's go swimming.
F yeah, Junior.
Now hold on, because it can also be...
Damn it. Damn things. A hot tub. Now you just gotta wait an hour.
Oh, mister, you do so much cool stuff for us.
Yeah, take that, Property Brothers. I don't even need a hot twin.
Oh, what's some more stuff we could add to the house? We could add, like, a front door. We could add, a window right here. Ow! That rusty nail just stabbed me!
Oh, that's not good. You might get tetanus.
What's tetanus?
Well, it's where your body gets all stiff and then you die.
I don't want to die! I'm going to the hospital! Someone call a doctor!
I actually am a doctor. Never mind. I'm going to go home and get another drink.
All right, well, I'm just going to be in my treehouse.
Oh, Marvin, I'm starting to get hungry. What do you want to eat for dinner?
Ooh, we could order pizza.
That sounds good.
Let me tell Jeffy. Jeffy, we're ordering pizza! Jeffy, we're ordering pizza! Huh.
That's weird, Marvin. He usually comes running when he hears the word pizza.
I know. Let's go check on him. What, Jeffy, what is this?
It's my treehouse, Daddy.
A treehouse? It's all rusty and it looks bad.
Aw, I think it's cute.
It's not cute. Jeffy, get out. We have to tear this thing down. It's making the neighborhood look bad.
No, Daddy, this is my house and I live here now.
It's not a house, Jeffy. It's just a bunch of wood nailed together.
Well, isn't that what a house is?
Shut up, Jeffy. Look, get out.
No, this is my treehouse and I'm going to live here.
I want to go in.
Well, let me in, too.
No, Daddy, you're not allowed.
No, Daddy's allowed. Why am I not allowed?
Because you're mean and Mommy's not.
Aw, thanks, Jeffy.
Wait, so I'm mean because I wouldn't let you shatter my windows with a hammer?
Exactly.
But Jeffy, this is so stupid. Look, let me in.
No, you're not allowed, Daddy. Read the rules.
Oh, well, fine. I don't want to go inside your stupid, ugly, dumb treehouse anyway. It's dumb and it's ugly and it's stupid. So I'm going inside my real house with air conditioning and water. And when it rains, you're going to get all wet. So come on, baby, let's go.
Aw, but I want to hang out with Jeffy.
No, baby, come on. You're coming with me. Let me see this, stupid Jeffy.
Marvin, what are you doing?
Looking at Jeffy in his dumb, stupid treehouse. Like, why am I not allowed in?
Why do you care?
I don't care that I'm not allowed in. I just want to know why I'm not allowed in. You're like, why not me?
Marvin, I think you're jealous.
I'm not jealous about his stupid, dumb treehouse. It's dumb. It's for kids. It's just, why am I not allowed in? I'm his own dad. Like, you should let me in.
Marvin, those are the rules.
Look, I'm going to get inside that stupid treehouse. I'm going to put on a disguise, and he's going to let me in. All right, this disguise is going to work.
Rootin', tootin', shootin'.
Oh, baby, stop it.
What, Jeffy?
What?
What are you doing?
Playing tickle tush? What are you doing?
I'm a lonely cowboy. I lost my horse, and I was wondering if there's somewhere I could stay for the night. So can I go inside your nice-looking treehouse?
No, there's no room. Sorry.
But, Jeffy, I'm going to find a way to get inside your treehouse.
Daddy, is that you? Wait, you bought a horsey? Can I pet it?
Oh, he didn't let me in.
Ooh, Marvin, I didn't know you were such a sexy cowboy. You should lasso me up.
I want to get inside that treehouse.
Marvin, forget the stupid treehouse. Pay attention to me.
No, I'm going to demand Jeffy to let me inside that treehouse. I'm going to demand him to let me in.
Oh, my God. You have your own house and your own swimming pool. You're so successful.
Yep, just doing adult things.
Ooh, Daddy.
What did you call me?
Daddy?
Oh, no! I'm not allowed in my own house!
All right, Jeffy, I demand you to let me inside your treehouse.
Well, Daddy, I'm not even allowed inside my own treehouse anymore.
Why?
Because that girl called me Daddy, and rule number one, no Daddy's allowed.
What? That's stupid, Jeffy. Okay, since you're not allowed in it, what are you going to do with it now?
I'm probably just going to have to put it on the market.
You can't put it on the market, Jeffy. You can't sell something that's in my backyard.
Oh, look, that's my realtor right now.
What?
Hey, Mr. Realtor.
Hey there, Jeffy. I just put the house on the market. We've already got 50 people lined up to take a look at it.
No, you cannot sell this house. It's in my backyard.
Excuse me, sir. You looking to buy this house? Because you'll have to wait in line.
Well, no, I'm not looking to buy it. It's in my backyard. You can't sell it.
Oh, look, Jeffy. Here comes the first buyer now.
Hey there. I'm interested in this property. Can you tell me more about it?
Well, as you can see, it's a beautiful home, a full 2 square feet. It has a swimming pool and a swing, and it has a beautiful waterfront property.
Oh, wonderful. I'll take it for $2 million cash.
Sold. Jeffy, you are a very rich man.
Why'd you're doing business with you?
Well, no. This is not right. You cannot sell a treehouse. It's in my backyard.
Marvin, is that you? Give me your house payment.
Boom, Mommy. Look at all this cash. It's $2 million right here.
Oh, my God. Marvin, where did Jeffy get all this money?
He sold the treehouse that was in the backyard.
But, Marvin, isn't that on your property?
Yeah, so you owe me some of this money, Jeffy.
No, I don't, Dad, because you didn't even like the treehouse.
I like the treehouse. I was just... I was just jealous, you know. I wanted to be in that treehouse with you. So look, can you just give me a little bit of this money?
No, Danny. I'm going to use this money to start a new business, flipping treehouses.
Oh, my God, Marvin! The weather app says that a 30-second hurricane just flew over us.
A 30-second hurricane?
Yeah!
The treehouse. Oh, my God, it got destroyed!
Oh, no, my house!
My baby! I put minutes of work into this thing!
Goodman, are you sad?
Only a little, because I took out a $4 million insurance policy on it, because I paid $2 million, so I made $2 million, so poor me.
Oh. Wow, it's pretty crazy that that hurricane blew by in only 30 seconds and only hit this one tree and not your house. Man, global warming, right?
Heard or seen Jeffy all day.
I know, isn't it great?
Marvin, we should go check on him.
Look, the cops wouldn't care that he's missing until 72 hours have passed.
Marvin.
Okay, look, we'll go look for him.
Jeffy!
Jeffy, where are you?
Jeffy!
What doing?
Jeffy!
Jeffy, why are you so dirty?
Because I'm digging to China with my spoon.
Jeffy, you cannot dig to China.
Yes, I can. If I dig deep enough, I'll eventually reach the other side of the earth.
No, you'll never reach the other side of the earth.
Are you saying the world is flat, Daddy?
No, I'm not saying it's flat, Jeffy. Jeffy, you need a bath. You're so dirty.
I don't want a bath, Daddy. I need to finish digging to China.
You need a bath because you're a dirty, stinky boy. Because you are a dirty stinky boy.
I don't want to dig to China no more.
Okay, good, because you get in a bath. You get in a bath right now. Come on. All right, Jeffy. The bathtub is full, so get in the bathtub.
I don't want to get in the bath, Daddy.
Jeffy, get in the bathtub. You're dirty.
Bathtub.
Yes, you do, Jeffy. You have to get in the bathtub.
Nah.
Jeffy, get in the bathtub right now.
Oh, okay.
Baby, do you have the soap?
Yes, it's right here.
All
right,
Jeffy, you're in the bathtub.
Oh, he's drowning! Oh, my God!
Swim!
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, our son needs CPR!
Why?
Because he drowned while he was in the bathtub.
He drowned in the bathtub?
Yeah, he doesn't know how to swim.
Well, you don't have to know how to swim to take a bath, you just sit there.
I know, but he did it wrong.
How do you take a bath wrong?
I don't know, look, can you just give him CPR?
Ooh, I really wish you told me that before I came over, because I really took my time getting here. Like, I stopped for coffee and a sandwich, and it was like an onion and mayonnaise sandwich, so my cholesterol is through the roof. So now I got onion mayonnaise coffee breath, and if I give him mouth-to-mouth with that, it's going to be pretty gross.
Look, just give him CPR, I don't care.
Okay, I'll try.
Hey, Daddy!
You saved him?
Yeah, that onion mayonnaise coffee breath will wake anybody
baby,
up.
Baby, can you move? Say it again?
That onion mayonnaise coffee breath will wake anybody up.
Oh, well, hey, well, Jeffy, are you okay?
Yeah, Daddy, but I'm never taking a bath ever again. That mean water almost drowned me.
Well, Jeffy, if you knew how to swim, that wouldn't have happened.
I teach swimming lessons.
What, you teach swimming lessons?
Yeah, I teach.
You're in the way again.
Where do you want me?
Just right there.
Okay.
You teach swimming lessons?
I teach swimming lessons.
Marvin, we should get Jeffy swimming lessons.
Yeah, Jeffy needs swimming lessons.
Well, good, because I teach swimming lessons.
Well, how much is the swimming lessons?
I charge way too much for swimming lessons.
Well, how much do you charge for swimming lessons?
I charge $100 for swimming lessons.
That's a lot for swimming lessons.
Yeah, some would say too much for swimming lessons.
Well, I think Jeffy really needs swimming lessons, so we should get him swimming lessons.
All right, come on back to my house, and I'll teach you some swimming lessons.
All right, Jeffy, come on. You're going to learn how to swim.
All right.
All right, baby. I'm about to go do swimming lessons with Jeffy.
Okay, Marvin, have fun. I'm going to work on my tan.
Okay.
All right, boys. Sun's out, guns out, boys. Ooh, check out these guns. You see that? Yeah, I'm ripped. That's a swimmer's body. It's because I'm a lifeguard. All right, Jeffy, we're going to teach you how to swim like a dolphin because you almost drowned in the bathtub, so we're going to teach you how to not do that.
Are there narwhals in this pool?
Narwhals? No. No, there's no narwhals.
What about octopuses?
No. No, none of those either. I wish there were eight of those in there, but no, no animals in the pool.
Can we just start the lesson?
I'm sorry, what? Are you Jesus? How are you standing on the water? And also, why are you fully clothed in the pool?
I don't know what to wear.
It's a pool. Have you never been to a pool before?
I mean,
what, do you shower in all your clothes, too?
No, can we just start the lesson, please?
All right, Jeffy. The first rule of swimming is that you gotta make sure you eat a full meal before you get in the water.
Well, I thought you're not supposed to eat before you get in the pool because you'll cramp up.
Okay, that's a myth. See, they just don't want you swimming to your full potential. No. You gotta eat a whole bunch of food before you get in the water so that you have a lot of energy to go swimming, okay? So, Jeffy, I want you to woof this down. You get it? Woof? Because they're hot dogs? It's a swimmer's joke. All right, Jeffy, eat all this food.
Okay.
I'm done. I'm so full, my stomach hurts.
Good, good. That pain is telling your body that you're ready to swim. We call that swimmer's pain. You know, that's how Michael Phelps won all those Olympic medals. He ate a whole plate of hot dogs before every race.
Is that true?
I don't know. Google it. All right, Jeff, are you ready to swim?
I'm staring at the water. I'm afraid it's going to hurt me.
No, the water's not going to hurt you. Here, check it. Whoa.
See, the water bit you.
No. It didn't bite me. It's just really, really cold. You know, I'm already a grower, not a shower. So when I get in there, it's just going to fall off. All right, Jeffy, get in the water.
Oh. How about you get in first, you know, because he's kind of scared.
Okay, yeah. Oh, no.
Can you just hurry up and get in the water?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't just float on top of the water like you, okay? It's cold.
Well, just hurry up, you're a swimming instructor, you're supposed to be okay with cold water.
Well, it's really cold, okay? Does your son really need to learn how to swim that
bad? Just get in the water.
Okay.
Is it really that cold?
Yeah, it's cold, okay? All right, Jesse, get in the water.
Uh-oh, I'm scared.
No. If I'm in the water, you're going to get your ass in the water, too.
Jeffy, get in the water.
I'm scared.
Oh. How about you just encourage him by, like, showing him how to swim?
Okay. Hey, Jesse, look. I'm going to teach you how to doggy paddle, okay? This is how doggies swim.
No. Doggies can't swim. They're not fishies. What?
Doggies can swim?
No.
Uh-oh, yeah. I'm going to prove to you that dogs can swim. All right, Jeffy. I got your dog. I'm going to show you he can swim.
What? No.
There you go. Yeah, doggy paddle. You're doing it wrong.
He's paralyzed from the neck down.
Why didn't you tell me that before I put him in the water?
Well, I thought you said all dogs could swim.
Well, not paralyzed dogs. I'm sorry, Jeffy.
I'm definitely not swimming now that you killed my doggy.
Oh, no. Okay, look, I have a cat. He can probably swim. He's kind of like a dog. Oh, hold on, I'll get him. Ow! Stop scratching me! Come here. In the water. Yes, swim! Come on, swim! You want to scratch me a little? See, he's swimming!
I'm not getting in the pool now! It keeps hurting animals!
Look what you're doing. You're making us scared of the pool.
No. The pool's not hurting animals. I'm hurting animals. Don't blame the pool.
Well, show him the kid he's all right.
He's okay. See? Meow. Yeah, I'm swimming. See? He's all tired.
Look. Is there any... I thought you were a professional. He's scared of the pool. How are you...
I'm getting him in the pool. Just wait a minute. I got an idea.
What's so funny? You're killing my kitty cat.
Ahoy, Jeffy. It's me, Captain Crunch. Don't you want to get in my boat?
No, that boat has holes in it.
Oh, no. These holes are for your legs so you can feel the water.
But the water is the scary part.
No, it's not. I'd show you, but I don't have legs. Hey, rich people like boats. Don't you want to be like a rich person?
I guess. Will I get hoes?
Yeah, you'll get a bunch of hoes, but you gotta get in the boat first.
Okay.
Whee! Isn't this fun, Jeffy? Whee!
Whee! You should get out of your pool right now!
Oh, but look how much fun we're having!
Look, I paid you to give him swimming lessons, not float around in a floaty. He can't bring that to the bathtub.
Okay, listen, man. My plan is to flip over the boat so he has no choice but to get in the water.
No, he's gonna freak out!
Well, no, sometimes you just gotta rip the band-aid off, you know? He'll be fine.
Why can't you just teach him how to swim like a normal person?
I'm sorry, who's the master swimming teacher here? Okay, you see this? That's what SML stands for. Swimming Master Lessons, because that's what I teach. I teach people to become master swimmers, okay? Just trust me.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, you just stay right here. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
I'm not getting in your pool!
No, it's okay, you don't have to. Just stay right here.
What?
I'm gonna go underwater now.
Okay.
Daddy? Where'd the instructor go? That's you guys! That's you guys!
I hate swimming! What the hell? Oh, no! It's back! You see that? I can't get back to life and he tried to drown me.
Well, they do have 9 lives.
I guess that's true.
Daddy, I want to go home. Take me home right now.
Oh,
but we're just trying to teach you how to swim.
Yeah, you
what you guys did was effed up.
Well, what, you already felt the water, so you kind of know what it's like to swim.
What is that?
That's a narwhal.
What? You told me there's no narwhals in the pool.
Well, not supposed to be.
Dad, I want to go home. Take me home right now.
Come on.
Okay, we're going to go home since you suck at being a swimming instructor.
Well,
today was a waste of time.
Clearly.
Baby, what happened to you?
Someone replaced my suntan lotion with cooking oil.
You look like an overcooked chicken.
Yep, because Logan's clearly never cooked chicken before. So I think he meant lobster, but we'll go with overcooked chicken.
You look like a lobster.
Thanks. How did Jeffy's swimming lessons go?
Bad. They were bad. They went really bad.
Mommy, let me tell you what this bald guy did. I was sitting there minding my own business on my little inflatable float, and then he got his friend to flip me over in the water and almost make me drown.
Marvin, that's so mean.
Well, look, at least Jeffy got in the water and kind of swam because he swam back to the inflatable thing. So Jeffy knows how to swim a little bit. So I think, Jeffy, you should go try to take a bath right now.
All right, Daddy. That's fine.
All right, we're going to go try to take a bath and see if he improves, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready to take a bath?
Yep.
What, Jeffy? You cannot use this floaty every time you take a bath.
Yes, I can, because it's the only thing that saved me from drowning in that pool.
Jeffy, you can't use this floaty everywhere. I guess you just have to take showers for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Well, Jeffy, look, you have to learn how to swim, because what if one day you fall off a boat or something?
Well, then I'll just take this with me everywhere I go.
You can't do that, Jeffy.
Watch me.
Just get in the shower.
Lavelle, where'd you get that cool SML tank top?
SMLmerch.com.
Hey, Poopy, where'd you get that cool SML t-shirt?
SMLmerch.com.
Hey, Lavelle, where'd you get that cool hat?
Oh, SMLmerch.com, man.
Hey, Poopy, where'd you get that inflatable pencil you're using to look like your dog?
SMLmerch.com.
Oh, my God, and where did Brooklyn guy get that same exact tank top that you're wearing right now?
SMLmerch.com.
Oh, my God, and you can buy it for the puppets that we sell on...
Is it FMLmerch.com?
FMLmerch.com!
FMLmerch.com! No way!
And every purchase you make from June 2nd to June 12th, you be entered in to win a signed Jeffy puppet!
Really?
Really?
FMLmerch.com!
FMLmerch.com!
Father?
What do you want, Jeffy?
Can we play with my volcano?
Volcano? No, Jeffy. It's going to make a mess.
Oh, make my volcano erupt, Daddy.
Jeffy, stop it. Where'd you even get that at?
I found it.
You didn't just find it. Why are you wearing goggles?
Because I am a scientist. It is a scientific fact that all scientists wear big, goofy goggles. So in other words, let's blow shit up, Daddy.
Jeffy, language!
We're not going to play with the volcano because I don't want to make a mess.
Come on, Marvin. Support his scientific, creative imagination. Just do it, Marvin.
Hell yeah, Mommy.
Okay, fine. We'll do it, but I don't want to make a mess.
All right, Daddy. I'll go grab a towel. I have a feeling this baby's a squirter.
Jeffy, your volcano's ready.
Heck yeah, Daddy.
Jeffy, what are you wearing?
It's my scientist outfit, Daddy. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a lab coat so I don't stain my clothes.
That's pretty MF'ing sweet.
Jeffy, I don't think your volcano works. I put sugar, spice, and I put it very nice, and it didn't erupt.
Well, it's because you forgot the secret ingredient.
What's the secret ingredient?
Right here.
Ew, Jeffy, what is that?
Piss.
Jeffy, you're not putting your pee in a volcano.
Jeffy, you need to drink more water.
I'm talking straight kidney stones, Mommy.
Jeffy, you're not putting that in the volcano.
Well, I have to, Daddy, because it makes it erupt.
It's not going
to
erupt.
Yes, it will. Watch.
What? Whoa, it worked.
See, Daddy, I told you it would work.
Sugar. Spice. And everything nice. These were the ingredients chosen to create the perfect little volcano. But Professor Marvin and Jeffy purposefully added an extra ingredient to the concoction. Chemical piss. Thus, the Powerpuff Jeffies were born! Using their ultra superpowers, Jeffy, Bubbles, and Buttercup have dedicated their lives to fighting crime and the forces of evil!
Dun 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 dun!
Powerpuff Jeffies, what do you want?
We want to fight crime!
Yeah!
That's what we want to do!
Well, go fight crime. I'm trying to watch TV.
Powerpuff Jeffies, initiate diaper smacking sequence.
Oh, look at the TV! Crime! There's crime on the TV!
Breaking news, okay? A monkey is going around and stealing women's purses. No one has been able to stop him, and the police are asking for someone to help.
Oh no, you guys gotta stop Mojo Jojo!
We gotta stop him!
He's such an evil monkey!
Bananas, let's go!
I don't know why I'm walking around at night all by myself carrying my expensive purse with lots of money in it.
Mojo Jojo, what's your purse? So give it to me!
Ah, Mojo Jojo!
Give me your purse! Ha ha ha!
Someone help!
Ha ha ha, I stole a purse!
Stop right there!
Mojo!
Jojo!
Oh, Powerpuff Jeffies, what are you doing here?
You better give that purse back right now!
That's stealing!
Bananas!
I don't know why I sound like an Asian stereotype, but you'll never get this purse.
Well, you gotta give that purse back.
Oh, what are you going to do about it?
Beat your monkey ass.
Oh, is that all you got? Okay, that hurt a little bit. Curse you, Powerpuff Jeffy!
We got our purse back.
We saved the day!
Yay. Let's go home.
Hey, Danny, look, we got this lady's purse back.
We'll give it back to her.
Don't have to.
Do have to.
No, Danny, because we gotta get the money out of her for a reward.
That's stealing, Jeffy.
No, it's not, because she would have never got the purse back if it wasn't for us.
That's wrong.
No, and we also found this. I think it's a whistle. Must be broken. It's not making a noise.
Jeffy, that's not a whistle.
Then what is it? Is it a push plug?
What?
Or that.
Jeffy, put that down. Stop bothering me.
No, Danny, I want you to explain what this is. Is it a fishing pole?
No, it's not. Okay, Jeffy, look.
I'm going to teach those Powerpuff Jeffies a lesson for beating me up. I wrapped this bomb up to look like a present. So when they open it, kaboom! Just like Hiroshima.
And that's why women are in a bad mood all the time. Jeffy?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. Can you explain it again? I wasn't listening.
I'll answer the door. Just stay right here. Hello? Hello? There's no one here. A birthday gift? It's nobody's birthday.
So, Daddy, girls really put these in their butt?
What? Yes, I don't know, Jeffy. Look, there's a birthday gift at the front door.
Well, it's not my birthday.
It's making a ticking sound.
Well, I can't hear anything because I got tampons in my ear.
It is making a ticking sound.
Bubbles, you
saved
the day.
Yeah.
Don't mention it.
Who would send a bomb as a birthday gift?
It was Mojo Jojo.
He don't like us.
We need to beat him up again.
Well, whatever makes you guys leave and stop bothering me.
Breaking news, okay? A monkey has just robbed a bank and got away with a couple $100,000. The police are asking for your help to find the monkey.
He robbed a bank?
That monkey just never learns. Let's go get him, guys.
Ha 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 ha! I can't believe I, Mojo Jojo, just robbed the bank and got away with all of this cash. And no one can stop me now that I defeated all of the Powerpuff Jeffies. Ha 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 ha!
Stop right there,
Mojo
Jojo.
Powerpuff Jeffies, I thought I blew you away with this bomb.
Nope.
What? Dang it!
All right, guys, beat him up. Hey, Danny, look, we got all the stolen money back from the bank robbery.
We'll give the money back to the bank.
No, that's our reward money now.
No, it's not your reward money. Look, Jeffy, you can't keep keeping the things that you get back from the people that stole them.
Yes, we can, because the good things that we're doing need to be rewarded, and so this is our reward.
Look, Jeffy, you three were given great power, and with great power comes great responsibility. You're like Spider-Man. Spider-Man saves people, and he doesn't get paid.
Well, because he's an idiot. He wants to save all those people and not get paid. See, firefighters get paid, police officers get paid, paramedics get paid, and so we need to get paid. So, paper, cash, cash, green cash, paper.
No, look, Jeffy, look, most superheroes don't get paid. Spider-Man doesn't get paid, Batman doesn't get paid.
Well, Batman doesn't need to be paid because he's already a bajillionaire. See, I need to be paid because I need cash, because hoes aren't cheap. They want filet mignon, they want designer, they want Gucci, they want Louis Vuitton, they thirsty.
Well, Jeffy, listen, you're not keeping this money, give it back to the bank.
The humpo.
You do have to, Jeffy.
No.
You're just like a criminal.
No, talk to Dan, because Jeffy don't want to listen. I'm keeping the money.
Ha 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 ha! It's time for those Powerpuff Jeffies to die. I got a skunk, and he's filled with poisonous gas. And as soon as he farts, and those Jeffies smell it, oh, they're going to die! Come on, skunk.
Jeffy, what are you even going to buy with all that money?
Bow toes and toes, Daddy.
What? No, Jeffy, that's not a good reason. Give it back to the bank. Ah! A skunk! How'd a skunk get in the house?
Oh, no, Daddy, but let's check its dirty pooper.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, just as I expected. A dirty little stink hole.
Wait, I don't want to look at its butt, Jeffy.
Yep, smells like acorns and spinach.
Wait, no, how did a skunk get in the house?
I can talk to animals.
Oh, you want to talk to its dirty little pooper? Hi, I'm a dirty poop hole. Oh, but, blow me a kiss.
Jeffy, let her talk to the skunk.
Hi, Mr. Skunk. What are you doing here?
Hello. Monkey paid me to come here and kill you with deadly gas from ass.
Kill us?
Yes, he paid me $10 to come in here and lay big heaping pile of shit right in your house, and then all of you die from exposure.
No, please don't kill us.
Well, I have to, because he paid me $10, and as you know, Russian money isn't worth shit right now, so...
I'll give you $10,000 not to kill us.
Deal. Thank you, lady.
But how'd you get the skunk to leave?
I gave him $10,000.
See, Daddy, and you said that we should have given that money back to the bank. And if we would have done that, then the skunk would have killed us with his dirty little poop hole.
Oh, shut up, Jeffy. The news.
Breaking news, MK. A monkey is threatening to kill all of humanity with his death ray. The police are begging. Can someone please help save the world?
Ha 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 ha! Oh, now that the Powerpuff Jeffies are all dead, I, Mojo Jojo, can finally conquer the world and kill everyone with my death ray. And no one can stop me. Ha 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 ha!
Stop right there!
Mojo!
Jojo!
Dang it! Powerpuff Jeffies! I thought you were dead! How are you still alive?
But you were just that MFing good.
Well, it's time for you to die!
I can shoot fireballs from my head.
You killed Buttercup! Bubbles, get him!
Listen!
No, you killed Bubbles!
Two down, one left. Time to die.
I wish I had some other power other than being a good leader. Oh, wait, I still got one more thing.
The fishing pole.
Give me a gun. Now that Mojo Jojo's dead, Buttercup, Bubbles, no!
So once again, the day was saved, thanks to Jeffy and his tampon.
What's wrong, Jeffy? Use your words, Jeffy. Jeffy, use your words.
Mojo! Killed!
Okay, Jeffy.
Buttercup and Bubbles!
Well, Mojo killed Buttercup and Bubbles.
Yeah, Mojo Jojo had a death ray, and he shot Buttercup and Bubbles, and they died.
Well, oh, no!
Then, yes, oh, no! And then I had to take the death ray, and I had to go, bop, 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 and kill Mojo Jojo, and then he died.
Well, at least you're alive.
Facts.
So, what did I miss?
Where have you been?
I don't know. It just seemed convenient at the time.
Well, Jeffy had two twins, and they all had superpowers, and they were defeating this monkey who had, like, a tube brain, and his name was Mojo Jojo.
Aw, Marvin, you played with Jeffy today?
Well, no, we weren't playing. This all happened. Jeffy, tell her.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mommy, Daddy's a little cuckoo in the clock up here.
No, Jeffy, look at the shirt you're wearing. How'd you get the shirt?
You dressed me up like a girl and you said I was the prettiest girl ever.
What? No, baby, no, you gotta believe me.
Aw, Marvin, I'm glad you had fun today.
What? We weren't playing.
Marvin, your phone's ringing.
I know, I can hear it. It's right next to me.
Okay, fine.
Hello?
Hello. This is Jackie Chu, Jeffy's teacher. I was calling to tell you that Jeffy's going to be getting his report card today, just in case he doesn't show you.
All right, thank you for warning me.
Who was that, Marvin?
It was Jeffy's teacher. Let me know he's getting his report card today.
Ooh.
Ah, Daddy, help me! I was putting on my shirt and it started eating me!
It's not eating you, Jeffy. It was just stuck.
All right, thanks, Danny, for saving me from the big bad shirt monster.
Well, look, Jeffy, your teacher just called me and let me know you're getting your report card today, so don't try to throw it away or anything. You have to show me.
Okay, Danny. Well, there's not going to be any bad grades on it because I'm the smartest boy in hell.
Well, look, if there's a single F on that report card, your life's over. You're grounded for a year.
Okay, Danny, but there's not going to be any F's on it.
Well, look, get to school. Get your butt to school.
Oh, just my butt? All right, can you help me take it off?
Well, no, get your whole body. Go to school.
All right, Danny.
All right, class, today, before we get started, I'm going to hand out your report cards. Here you go, Penelope. Here's your report card.
All A's, yes.
Junior, here's your report card.
Only one F? That's a new record.
And Joseph, here's your report card.
Oh, dude, I finally did it. All F's. You know how hard it is to do that?
Wow, Joseph, that's very impressive.
Thank you.
And Cody, here's your report card.
All A's. I knew it. You know, sometimes I get tired of being so smart.
Maybe you should get all F's like me.
I'm good.
All right, Bori, here's your report card.
Eh, whatever. I'm just going to be a trash man like my dad anyway.
And Jeffy, here's your report card.
Oh, no. All F's. My daddy's going to kill me. Guys, I got all F's on my report card.
High five.
No, because my daddy told me he was going to kill me if I got a single F.
Well, I don't have parents, so.
Well, Jeffy, why don't you just take Cody's report card home and say it's yours?
But no, that's not going to work because my report card has my name on it. And besides, I save all my report cards because I want to get into a good college someday. Oh, and my mom gives me Zerberts on my belly for every A I get.
What's a Zerbert?
It's where she blows on my tummy and I'm super ticklish.
God, I hate you, Cody.
But guys, for real, my daddy said he's going to kill me if I get an F on my report card.
That's it, Jeffy. Why don't we fake your death? Why don't we call your dad and say you died at school today and he'll never see you ever again?
But no, Junior, that's a terrible idea. Doesn't that seem kind of extreme just to avoid getting punished?
Well, my daddy said he's gonna kill me anyway, so we might as well do it.
Okay, I've got my phone.
All right,
guys, it's ringing.
Aren't they just gonna look at the caller ID and see who it is?
I blocked my number, Cody. Shut up.
Baby, can you answer the phone?
Sure, Marvin. Hello?
Hey, this is Officer Tells Bad News Johnson. I'm calling to inform you that your son Jeffy died today at school.
What?
I know, you seem very upset. If you have any questions, feel free to ask.
What happened?
Well, Jeffy and another student were playing tag during recess, and Jeffy fell into a pile of ants. And then a plane crashed, only killing your son. The ants are fine, though. They're fire ants. They were normal ants until the fire from the plane explosion turned them into fire ants. But he's dead.
Oh my God! Is it gonna be on the news?
No, it won't be on the news because the owner of the news, Sir Isaac Newston, was the one flying the plane, and he didn't have his pilot's license, so he crashed his plane, and that would make the news have a bad name. So we just don't want anyone to know about it.
Oh my God! My poor Jimmy!
Yeah, so he's dead. So you'll never see him again. I'm so sorry. Bye. All right, guys, they totally believed it.
Sir Isaac Newston?
Who do you think had been in the news, Cody?
I don't know.
Sounds believable to me.
Thanks, Joseph.
So my parents really think I'm dead?
Yep, they think you're dead, so you don't have to go home and show them your report card.
Sweet.
But wait, where is Jeffy going to live? Because he can't go home.
Oh, you're right. Jeffy doesn't have a place to live. Hey, Cody, can you stay with you for a while?
But me? I don't want him living with me.
But it's your fault that we had to do that whole phone call thing.
Well, how is this my fault? I told you it was a bad idea.
Because you wouldn't let us borrow your report card.
Well, I would have rather you taken my report card than have him live with me.
Well, look, it's your fault, and now you have to let him live with you.
But why can't he live with Joseph?
Dude, I live in a cardboard box.
Okay, fine. He can stay with me for one night. Come on, Jeffy.
Baby, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong?
Nothing.
What? What? Say it without crying.
Jeffy died.
What? Well, why are you so calm?
You told me to calm down.
Wait, but how did Jeffy die? What did they say?
It was a plane crash and fire
incident. A plane crash? Really? That sounds like a prank call. Let's call the real cops and see if it's true.
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. We got a call from another officer saying our son died today.
Oh, well, who is the officer that called you?
Officer Tells Bad News Johnson.
Really? Officer Tells Bad News Johnson? Now, that's just ridiculous. Officer Tells Bad News Johnson retired 20 years ago. This is probably a prank call.
A prank call? Baby, what else did the call say?
Well, there was a plane crash, and the guy flying it was Sir Isaac Newston.
Sir Isaac Newston? Now, that name's just silly. Yeah, this is definitely a prank call.
Well, why would somebody want to fake our son's death?
Well, did your son have something big coming up that maybe he was trying to get out of?
Well, he was getting his report card today.
I bet that's it. I bet he got a bad grade, and he faked his death to get out of it.
Why would Jeffy do this?
Because he didn't want to get grounded. Thank you for helping us, officer.
Okay. Yeah, I just, guess I'll take off. Just leave. Honestly, I really don't want to go.
Well, you don't have to leave.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks.
What about our son?
fun!
He'll probably come home, baby. He has nowhere else to go.
Yeah, so, what do you guys want to do?
I mean, there's nothing to do.
Find our son.
Hey, you want to play slap hands?
What's that?
Well, try to slap my hand. Ha ha! Gotcha, loser!
Well, you try to slap my hand.
Okay. Easy, loser!
Oh, no, let me try again.
Okay. Nope. Nope.
Marvin.
Nope. Nope.
Marvin.
Nope.
Marvin!
What?
Come play Jeffy!
Well, I gotta try to slap his hand.
Nope. Nope, 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 nope. Ow, okay, that's it. You're under arrest. You're under arrest. Ow, 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 ow. Uncle, get off me.
Okay, Jeffy, you can only stay here one night and then you have to go.
Okay.
Now, look, my parents are a little weird, so just ignore them.
Oh.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
Now, would you look what the cat drugged in?
Hey, Dad. Ooh, Cody, who's your sexy friend? Meow.
Hey, woman, keep your eyes on me. I'm the only one that can cheat in this house.
Yes, Daddy. Well, guys, this is my friend Jeffy. His parents kicked him out, and he needs a place to stay, so can he spend the night?
If his parents don't want him, what make you think we do?
Now, Tyrone, that's not how we treat our guests. So what's wrong with you? You some kind of junkie or something? You gonna hurt our little Cody?
Yeah, what you got? What you holding, huh? Huh?
No, guys, he's not a junkie. He just needs a place to stay, so can he spend the night? I guess so, Cody, but I don't want to hear any of that loud rap music after midnight.
Yeah, this is a jazz household. We don't like that rap music.
Oh, and Cody, dinner's gonna be ready in a few minutes. We're having pierogies and party pizza.
Ooh, pierogies? Oh, we feasting tonight, baby.
So you and your friend go wash your hands and feet. Okay, Jeffy, welcome to my room. What, Ken? Cover yourself up, you dirty, dirty boy. We have company. Sorry about that, Jeffy. Ken just doesn't know how to act around company. I think he needs a spanking. Hear that, Ken? I'm gonna spank your little plastic tush.
Boy, you little weirdo, dinner's ready. God!
Come on, Jeffy.
Boy, will you hurry up? I'm hungry!
I'm here, Dad. Wait, where's Jeffy's food? Oh, Cody, your friend's not eating at the table with us.
Yeah, his plate over there in the corner on the floor.
Wait, why? Well, we don't know where he's been. He might have rabies.
Yeah, he like a stray dog.
Well, I go to school with him. He doesn't have rabies. Cody, don't argue with me. I'll smack you. Okay, I'm sorry, Jeffy. You have to get on the floor.
Oh, okay.
Hey! Don't touch that food. We haven't even said grace yet. All right, everybody bow your heads. Dear God, thank you for this delicious food. And thank you for not letting any of my side chicks get pregnant.
Oh, thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for good health and a short refractory period. Amen.
Amen. That's just a beautiful prayer, honey. That's how prayer should be, straight from the heart.
Mm-hmm. I meant that.
Okay, Cody, eat your food. Wait, Mom, what is this? It's a pierogi. Eat it. You're going to grow up big and strong.
Yeah. Big boys got to eat their pierogies.
Oh. I hate eating off the floor.
So, boy, how was school today?
Yeah, Cody, did you learn a lot of new stuff? Well, we got our report cards. Oh, my God, Tyrone, he got all A's.
Great googly moogly. You know what that means. Zerber time.
Oh, I'm done.
Hey, shut the hell up. It's Zerber time, boy.
It's Zerber time. Let's go to the bedroom. Okay, Cody, let me see that belly. But Mom looks so ticklish.
Nah, baby, give me some Zerbers. I need some. I love Zerbers.
Ooh, Mom, one more.
Uh-oh, give me some more, baby. Give me some.
Come on, do another one.
What the
fuck is going on?
Come on, baby. Yeah, I need some. Ooh. So ticklish.
Oh, I want to go back home.
All right, Marvin, your turn.
Hmm. Oh, you're so done. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, you did not just do that. You just lost. Check it out. Connect four, I win.
I mean to put it right there.
You suck. I wish my wife sucked as much as you. She's really good at Connect four. She beats me every time.
We're playing again.
Can we please go find Jeffy?
Baby, look. Jeffy faked his death. He has nowhere else to go. Eventually, he has to come home.
Oh, hey, you know what would be funny? Whenever your son comes home, you should pretend you can't see him like he's a ghost, you know, because he's dead.
That'd be so funny.
That's so mean.
That's what we're going to do, baby. Whenever Jeffy gets here, we're going to not talk to him. We're going to act like he doesn't exist.
That must be Jeffy!
Oh, wait, look, answer the door and act like we can't see him.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Daddy. I'm sorry I faked my own death.
Baby, there's no one at the door. Do you see anybody?
I sure don't, Marvin.
Daddy, I'm right here! Must have been a prank.